Are you falling asleep?
No.
Trying to impress Lori. Well, you should know she only likes football players, and besides, you're weird, Ronald.
I am not weird.
Yes, you are, and so is your mother.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. And Jack left town.
Never seen one before. No one has, but I'm guessing it's a white hole.
A white hole?
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. A black hole sucks time and matter out of the universe. A white hole returns it.
Is that thing spewing time back into the universe?
Precisely. That's why we're experiencing these curious time phenomena on board.
So what is it?
I've never seen one before. No one has, but I'm guessing it's a white hole.
A white hole?
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. A black hole sucks time and matter out of the universe. A white hole returns it.
Is that thing spewing time back into the universe?
Precisely. That's why we're experiencing these curious time phenomena on board.
What time phenomenon?
Like just then, when time repeated itself.
So what is it? Only joking.
Time is occurring in random pockets. The laws of causality no longer apply. An action no longer leads to a consequence.
So what is it?
I think we've experienced this period of time before, sir.
Only joking.
And that one. Since we're no longer affected by the laws of causality, we can override these time jumps if we concentrate.
So what is it?
Oh, someone punch him out.
Oh, my God!
Wow! Wow!
Stories high.
So what do I do? First, you have to create a character. Roll your dice and find out what your ability scores are.
What are those?
Oh, well, that tells you if you're strong or smart or how good you are with a weapon.
What are you, some super smart guy?
Oh, I don't have a character. I'm the Dungeon Master. I control the game and act out all the characters you meet along the way.
And Daniel, watch out for him. He's sneaky.
Yeah, he thinks being the Dungeon Master gives him the license to mess with our heads.
Oh, I'm sorry. Perhaps I should let you encounter kittens and grandmas so as not to upset you.
Come on, Daniel, roll the dice. I want to see what your character's gonna be.
All right, here goes nothing. A dwarf? I don't want to be a dwarf. I wanted to be, like, a ninja or a fighter.
Well, dwarves are fighters. They're really good at it.
Are you a dwarf?
No. I'm Kraganwar the Destroyer.
You're lucky, man. I want to be some huge destroyer guy.
Dwarfs can do a lot of things that huge guys can't do.
It's true. Take it from me.
Yeah, dwarves are really tough. They're good at finding jewels.
All right, fine. I'll be a dwarf. But my name is Carlos.
Carlos the dwarf?
Yeah, you got a problem with that, Gorthon?
No.
I'm just joking.
park it in this slot here.
It's for the handicapped.
I am handicapped. I'm psychotic.
Yeah, we're psychotic. Hey, everyone, welcome back to the show. Nora Mulberry. Yes. Boom goes the dynamite. Yeah! Hey, we're back. We took a week off, and everything is different. Everything has changed, yet everything is the same. What does it all mean? I don't know, but I'm back, and so is Bill. Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry Historian. How you doing, Bill?
Greetings, programs.
How's it going, Bill?
You know what? It's going well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Steven, the pop culture zealot, has been kicked off the show, so just want everyone to know that.
Yeah, he never really contributed anything.
Yeah, he's...
Except snoring.
Yeah, so we're rid of him, and we're the better for it. It's a duo now, so it took us a long time to get rid of Vanessa. Now we finally get rid of Steven, and now it's just you and me. Yes!
Yeah, we had to kind of just, like, squeeze her out the door slowly.
It's like Survivor. Who will be next? Yeah.
There was a bunch of like fists and legs flying, so we had to do it real slowly.
Yes. Now we're here, and we're ready to do the show. It's awesome. And let's get right down to it, shall we? I just want to, if you're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry for the first time, we are a film, television, and pop culture show. We do the show live on nowlive.com on Fridays. 9-8 central, as they say. And we also podcast the show. It comes out on Tuesdays. Go to nowheremulberry.com to get that, or iTunes and any kind of podcast distributor, as they say, Bill. I think,
is that like a beer distributor?
Yeah, that's who distributes our film. Remember, before we took a break, we asked everyone to go to iTunes and review the show for us. That way, Nowhere Mulberry could be featured on the podcast page, and we get more listeners that way, hopefully. In theory, more people would be exposed to the show. That's what we like to do, expose ourselves. And then people listen, and then maybe they start liking the show, right?
Yeah, because who doesn't like people that expose themselves?
Yeah, you love exposure. As a kid, I always heard that term, someone died of exposure, and I always pictured, what? Like, someone laying naked somewhere outside? And
you know, you're absolutely right. Now that I think of that as a kid, that's kind of what I thought, too.
Because I always thought, if you're going to kill yourself, go sleep in the woods naked. You'll die of exposure.
Yeah.
That's what I always assume. It'll kill you if you sleep outside with your clothes off. Die of exposure.
That's what my parents always told me. I had a real problem with that.
It's like, you better not try that. You'll die. Oh, my God. Okay.
Die of exposure.
I'm putting my clothes back on. But anyway.
And apparently the Amish think they die of exposure if they have a picture taken of them.
That's true. So back to the subject at hand. I got on a weird tangent there. But so a lot of people supported us, Bill. They went to iTunes. They reviewed the show. You can give a rating. And you can review. So
yes.
Some people, you know, iTunes is kind of confusing because some people told me, where do you review the show at? I see your show and you have to like get the blue bar on the right and scroll down a little. And there's
where and then things. Not only after that, after you post it, you've got to arrange it by most recent so you can even see it. It's a right. pain in the ass, iTunes.
So basically Andy calls me yesterday morning, 8 a.m.,
What the hell?
I'm like getting up, I'm showering, and I've got to get my daughter ready for school. And I'm like, who the hell is calling me this early?
I can tell you one thing, it's not me.
So I answer the phone, and I missed the call. But it said Andy called. I was like, huh? So I listened to the voicemail, and he goes, you're on iTunes, you're featured, baby. And I was like, what? So I go hop on iTunes real quick, just because I want to see. And I can't find us anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, wait, we're not featured on TV film. And Andy was on the IM. And I was like, where are we? And he goes, no. Click podcast. Go to the right. Scroll down. Click on at the movies. Then when that opens up, go to page 2. And boom, there we are. Yes.
It's amazing.
And I was like, wait a second. The whole idea of being featured is so Joe Schmo or regular iTunes guy who's looking for film podcasts could easily find us. I couldn't even find us. And I think I'm a little bit savvy, but I'm not apparently. But
I remember you told me we were featured and I was like, awesome. So I go to the iTunes and I click the podcast and then TV and film, and I'm looking and I'm like, all I see is the L Word Planet podcast. Where the hell is us?
Yeah, House of L, okay, Heroes podcast, 16 Lost podcast. Where are we at? What's going on here?
And you're like, no, no, no. You have to go back to the front page and click at the movies.
Yeah, no. Here's where Andy said that this will really pay off. Because you'll notice on the front page, they'll have something to do with cooking. Or they'll have, I can't remember the different subjects they have. But anyway, 1 month, every once in a while, I guess, it'll say at the movies, and that'll be on the front page. Then people will be able to find us like that, which is very cool. I have no idea when it'll be, but...
it will be when it will be.
Yes, but...
You have to be very zen about
promotion. Do hope this helps a lot, because we've averaged the same amount of listeners, I believe. Like, I've showed you the stats, or I've sent it to you in... Who the hell can make heads or tails out of podcasts?
No, it's so confusing.
It's so damn confusing. I have no idea. I know that we hear from the same people all the time, so at least we know there's that group of people that are always listening, right?
Yeah. That's all that matters.
And it would be cool. What I would hope is just that we'd expand our audience a little bit instead of someone like the House of L podcast, who I haven't listened to. I have nothing against the House of L podcast.
I'm sure they're tremendous, because who couldn't talk about Smallville in depth every week? Wait, don't we do that?
Yeah, we do. We talk about Fringe. Oh, damn, that's the show. I forgot one show to do a clip of, and it was Fringe. Damn it! So anyway, we'll
I'm trying to think if there was any real good part of Fringe.
Oh, there, you know, just any Walter scene and you're good to
True.
Go.
Was that last week that he was flashing his penis?
Dude, what?
There was a scene where he was in his robe and he had his...
Oh, yeah. He's like, Dad. Yeah, I remember that now.
He could have died from exposure.
That's true. If he was outside, he would have dropped dead. But I can't believe I forgot about Fringe. But we won't forget to talk about Fringe, guys, because every week on Nowhere in Mulberry... Here, Bill, here's what we're going to do this episode. People are finding us on iTunes now, so they've never listened to the show before. Let's reboot. This is the reboot show. We'll start over from the beginning. What do you say? Every week, to all of our listeners, we'll talk about... We'll do the intro right now, where we're talking about just, you know, catching up. Bill, hey, how's it going? Yeah, had some great coffee lately. You know, a little chit-chat. Or, okay, and then we'll go into entertainment. Then we're going to talk about the latest movies or some kind of story that's out there, right?
Okay.
And then we'll talk about what is on our DVRs, what we're recording all week and what we're watching all week. And,
what we're forgetting to watch all week.
Yeah, Celebrity Apprentice, Hell's Kitchen, Dollhouse, Heroes, 24, Fringe, Lost, Smallville. We talk about so many different shows. We always have. Then we're going to mosey on into the den and listen to Bill do the news, which is always fun.
We're going to gather around the big transistor radio.
Yes, and we're going to have our Ovaltine. And Bill always does a great job with the news.
I love Ovaltine. I never forget to drink my Ovaltine. We're,
you know, have your Mulberry decoder ring, because Bill's going to give out a secret message. Then after that, we do DVDs of the week. Yes, sirree. Where Bill tells us all the DVDs that are coming out during the week. And basically, Nowhere in Mulberry comes out on Tuesdays via podcast. And if you listen that day, you know what DVDs are out that day. It's very helpful, wouldn't you say, Bill?
Yeah, in case you want to stop at the Best of Buys or the Fries or the whatever the hell else there is out there.
Yes.
And pick up a few DVDs.
And then we do the ender and the show's over, and then do it all over again the next week, right?
That sounds about right.
And I figured, you know, what we need to start doing is because, you know, the last episode we talked a little bit about the Dream Warriors, Freddy. You know,
yes.
Nightmare on Elm Street 3. The week before, I believe it was Once Bitten and some other movie. So we should have a featured movie of the week and every week. And this week it'll be Johnny Dangerously. What do you say?
Excellent.
Is this true? Because if it is, I don't know how to react.
Yes, that's right. Johnny Dangerously, one of the best movies ever, I think. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
It.
It's like the epitome of slapstick.
It's just
humor.
Completely
it's just,
silly movie.
Yeah.
Gee, thanks, Jenny.
But I had that little bit with Griffin Dunn where he's rolling down a hill in his car, and that always cracked me up. I always love that where he just keeps saying, "Oh my God, oh my God." I love that.
Oh Listen. My God! Wow!
His car's just flipping end over end. He just keeps saying that. I love that. It's genius. And I have no reason why he's doing that.
Well, what? Well, why? I'll tell you the why.
Just so many great moments in that movie, right?
There really is.
And we remind you every 5 minutes. Okay, guys? Listeners? That's awesome. You know, Steven really isn't off the show. I know I fooled everyone, didn't I, Bill?
Yeah, I was fooled.
Was everyone,
damn it.
Everyone in the chat room was like, oh my God, why? Why?
I think there was actually a celebration in the chat room.
Why isn't Steven here?
What? Well, why? I'll tell you why.
Because Steven's late and we're waiting for him. I was hoping he'd walk in before entertainment, but he's not. So what are we going to do, right? But you
I
know,
guess we'll have to soldier on.
Exactly. Usually Steven is here. If you're listening the first time, there's a third person here, and it's Steven. He's ruining everything. Let's go ahead and check out Entertainment Bill, because we have no voicemail, and it's very disappointing.
Oh, man, that sucks. A week off and we get nothing?
Not that we don't get email. And I've always been lazy this. I should read email on the air, and I never print it up, but I should. Because we got an email from Rick Lidster yesterday that was hilarious. I don't know if you – did you read that yet, Bill?
No, I didn't. I need to check my email.
He was talking about how he hadn't been able to listen to the last 6 shows. So he had to work 12 hours at his job. He listened to all the shows in
wow,
one day.
Nice.
And he was just like, I think we warped his brain is what happened. It was like a – you know how cults, they program you? We totally brainwashed Rick, where he's just, he has to live in the world of Mulberry.
We don't mean to, but I could understand that happening.
Yeah, we totally just brainwashed him, and we won Rick over. He's been a loyal listener, and that's awesome. So, Rick, just spread the word, all right? And review us on iTunes. Because here's what I'm thinking. Even though we have a lot of reviews, what do we have, like 24 reviews or 25? There could be a lot more, okay? I'm still aiming for 200. So maybe we'll be put on that TV film page featured on there.
That would be nice.
Eventually. Just keep supporting us if you so choose. And Bill, did you want to announce the thing that you've been working on now or wait?
Well, I mean, I guess I could announce it. What I'm doing is taking the old Left 4 Dead video cast that we did, and we released it as part of the holiday package last Christmas.
Yeah.
And I am putting those up on YouTube. I got the first of, I think, 6 up there today, and I will upload the others tonight.
Because they're 10 minutes.
Yeah, they're 10 minutes each.
Right, and you can't do longer than 10 minutes on YouTube, right?
It's 10 minutes and up to 1 gigabyte.
Okay. So, and basically, it's basically an hour of video, isn't it, about?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, if anyone's interested in that, check it out. It'll be, what is, instead
I posted the link to the high-quality video in the forums.
Nice. So, basically, we want to compete with Sex Man on the videos, right?
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, and we want him to comment on all of our videos, too. That would be totally awesome.
Yeah, and then we'll have him on the show to talk about it.
I'm hoping what we do is we get some of those comments that everyone gets on YouTube. Fake. Or
yeah, or calling us idiots or something like that. That would be great.
Hey, kill yourselves, losers.
Or noobs.
Noobs.
Or gay.
Pwned, or whatever. But anyway, I'm looking forward to that, Bill, because I haven't watched those in a while. And people who donated and got to watch those, you can tell people that You know, we got no feedback on that, so I have no idea if people enjoyed it.
Well, it's just one small part of the package.
You know, here's my conspiracy, Bill. You want to know the reason I want to be featured on iTunes? Because maybe we'll get some more listeners who actually give us feedback on stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want that. I need that, you know?
I want that. I need that.
I need it.
I need it.
I am handicapped. I'm psychotic.
Exactly. What do you say, Bill? We check out entertainment. Yes! I need to calm down. Yes. Entertainment. I'm so happy that the new Zac Efron movie's out, Bill.
Oh, man. I've been waiting for a sequel to Vice Versa for a long time.
This kid is so dreamy. Look at those baby blue eyes. I'm really grossing myself out.
I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she is. Wait, is it a boy or a girl? Who cares? That's what I say. Look at that soft skin. Those cheeks softer than a baby's belly. Oh, he's just...
Okay, I'm going to puke now. Honestly, I think I was coming up a little bit there.
I'm kidding. I don't even know who the hell this guy is until recently. You know, I saw him on the Today Show. You know, those hard-hitting interviews with Meredith Vieira.
Yeah, I saw that too. Isn't that the one where Kathy Lee pops in and starts bitching him out for making fun of her boy, Cody?
No, I didn't know that. When did he make fun of her son?
I guess he was on Saturday Night Live making fun of him or something.
I didn't see that.
She always has to come out and start doing that shit. Like, my son's so handsome. You don't make fun of him.
Remember they used to do a spoof of that when he was a little kid, and she would be on the Regis show, and they'd go, Cody, 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 because she would never shut up about her son Cody.
Yeah, that was...
That kid's probably...
She still won't shut up about him.
He's probably a serial killer or something like that.
I think he will end up a serial killer.
Don't touch me!
Exactly. But Kathy Lee, she's a hot cougar, isn't she, Bill?
Oh, my God. Every time I see her, I literally want to shoot my television.
Cougar. Good old man. That's one of those, like, diva. People just say it too much, don't they?
Whoa.
Yeah,
so I think it's a lion.
You know, the other day I was dropping my daughter off at school, and I give her sunglasses because it's bright as hell outside. I notice a lot of parents don't get their children sunglasses, and it's like, aren't you afraid, you know, it's going to damage
the sun will
kids?
Burn their retinas out?
So my daughter walks in with me into school, and this lady goes, oh, look at that little diva. And I was like, huh?
What are you talking about, lady?
It's like, no, don't say that about my daughter.
Is this true? Because if it is, I don't know how to react.
Yeah, I don't either. But that's not the only movie that came out today, Bill. Also, State of Play with Russell Crowe and Ben Affleck, which Ben Affleck's doing something smart now. He's taking roles where he's already dead in the movie.
Excellent.
Like Hollywoodland, it's flashbacks when he was alive. I believe they do that in State of Play, too, right?
Now, this is all about the conspiracy surrounding Plato, right?
Yes, State of Plato. Yes, exactly.
Sorry, that was really weak. Weak sauce.
Well, what? Well, why? I'll tell you the why.
But anyway, I assume that it's a good movie. I've seen some good reviews of it. Some people said that, you know, it falls a little short. The problem with movies, Bill, that are like thrillers or whodunit, so many have been made in the past, it's hard to be original, etc., etc.
You can tell when a movie like that is weak because they over-promote it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like every time there's a commercial break, there's a commercial for State of Play.
Exactly.
Besides, you're weird, Ronald.
Huh? Oh, Bill, we have a special guest on the show, Nowhere Mulberry. Hey, welcome to the show, Steven, the Pop Culture Zone. How you doing, Steven?
I'm good.
I did a funny bit at the beginning of the show where I said you were no longer on the show. But he's here! Yay!
I'm still around.
Hey, do you like that, Bill? It's like live radio. I have applause claps when someone shows up.
Yeah, that was excellent. I love the live studio audience. It's like we're recording an episode of Benson.
So did you buy it? I wasn't part of the team anymore?
Steven, how you doing? Why are you so late, buddy?
Just worked late.
Just then, working late.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you can make it because we're back here doing the show. You missed it last week. Actually, we didn't do a show. But seriously, it was awesome. Oh, you know what? The reason we missed the show, I didn't want to say it because I don't want people to think I'm gay. I'm very insecure about my sexuality, Bill. I don't know if you know this about me, but I took my wife and Steven. We all went to see Morrissey again, Bill.
Oh!
How long was that? Like 2 years ago we went to see Morrissey.
2 years ago.
And, you know,
and
Bill,
it was on a Friday night as well.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what's funny, Steven and Bill? Last time I talked about how many people I saw wearing flat caps. Do you remember that? The weird flat cap kind of homosexual accessory that's out there right now. I decided, Steven, we're going to count flat caps tonight.
Right.
What was it, like 13?
I thought it was 16.
16?
At the end of the night, we started seeing more because when the crowd broke up.
Heather kept telling us, no, you already counted them. And I was like, no, it doesn't work.
No, those
like
are
that.
New flat caps. Know them when you see them. There were two or three that repeated because I remember, you know, I was like, okay, that's a dude.
But definitely, it's not all in my head. It's a gay accessory, isn't it?
Well, the last thing we saw in the night before we left was two guys wearing flat caps. One guy grabs the other.
And it's like
full embrace.
They haven't seen each other for years, and they just now.
I mean,
here's what I told. Remember what I said? I said long ago, these two gay guys said, if we're not married by this time, we will meet up at the Morrissey concert, and we will get together. And at the end of the Morrissey concert, they embrace,
running through a field. And
yeah,
two people grabbing and swinging and swinging around in a circle.
Their flat caps meet bill to bill. It was so romantic.
It all happened. It all happened without the field. Flat cap love.
I'm sorry you missed that, Bill, but I promise.
Yeah, it sounds like there was a truly epic gayness going on.
You know,
there.
The sound was great, but here's
actually,
the thing.
The opening band was really good.
Yeah, they were. The Cortiners.
Did they happen to make out with one another?
No, but they, you know what? Actually, two of the band members appeared in front of us watching Morrissey, and they were kind of handsy, weren't they?
Yeah.
And
good Lord.
Steven was like, those guys are all over each other, kind of. And I said, no.
Playing a little ass grab.
But I was like, Steven, in England, there's no personal space. You're just all over each other. It's no big deal.
When they would lean in to talk to one another, they put an arm around the shoulder, and he's rubbing on the other guy's shoulder.
Yeah, well, they're just really friendly. I don't think they were gay. I think they're just really good friends.
They're just buddies. You know, they're like, hey, man, how
you
doing?
Steven,
you
and I
mean, they probably sleep in the same tour bus, you know, very close quarters. They're very comfortable with one another. How come you never grab me like that, Jason?
It's like when Steven and I are walking down the street, I stick my hand in his back pocket of his jeans. Hey.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably the most appropriate display of friendship I've ever seen.
Right. We're just comfortable with, you know.
Our gayness.
So gay.
But I wanted to say that my wife loves Morrissey, and I joke that as soon as Morrissey came on, his pheromones would pull her to the stage, and he comes up on stage and starts singing. You see her. She's like hovering in the air. You seen that Dunkin' Donuts commercial where the kids are floating towards the TV? That's the way Heather was.
It's transcendental meditation.
And, Bill, these mean lesbians started cussing at her to get the hell out of their way.
Wow.
I know.
You know, Morrissey attracts very angry gay people.
Well, yeah. Basically, it's people who are really, what would you say? He attracts a very fervent fan or someone who's very serious about Morrissey. They love their Morrissey.
They're
get the hell out of the way.
Fanatical.
Yes.
I mean, yes. I know fan
is extremely gay,
but they are really fanatical about him.
Right. So anyway, that's
but
enough
the,
about
the sad
Morrissey.
Thing is they hear, they love his music, but they don't hear the lyrics.
Right. And
if they heard the lyrics, they would be more in touch with other people that they would.
Your cousin was there too, and his kid got yelled at by some angry lesbians too, didn't he?
Yeah, he was up there with your wife, my cousin's wife,
and some more angry militant lesbians.
Yeah, militant lesbians.
Oh man, it's scary.
He's like 16. That was his first concert.
And she's like, oh, my God.
Oh, wow, man. His first concert was Morrissey? Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Morrissey sounds great live, by the way, too. Anyway, thank God that's over. I don't have to go to another concert for a while because I'm too old for concerts.
Well, and it'll be Morrissey again.
God, I hope not.
But you need to understand that Morrissey isn't gay. He doesn't have sex with anyone.
Well, yeah. He's like a mollusk. hello. So anyway, back to movies. Everyone, I hope you pick up more
Wallace. I love it.
So anyway, enough of the gay stuff, Stephen. We're talking about Zac Efron in 17 again.
Nice. That's, I don't know if you can get gayer than that.
Okay, and also Crank High Voltage has come out, Bill. How excited are you of that?
You know what? I've got this new thing where I'm boycotting any film shot with a prosumer camcorder.
Is that really? Is it done with like a Panasonic? If I went to Best Buy right now and I could film it,
got the 3 CCD.
It's done with like an HD camcorder.
You know, I thought the first movie was a lot of fun. It was neat. I mean, it's nothing special.
It certainly didn't require a sequel.
It was a popcorn movie, fun.
And the guy dies at the end, so they don't need a sequel. And here's another thing that, about movie trailers or commercials. There's a part, apparently, where he's on a power line, and he gets electrocuted and shoots off. Do they have to show that to me, like a little teaser at the end of every commercial? Like,
well, they need to emphasize the high voltage.
Yeah, exactly. But my thing is here, the reason they put it there, because I'm stupid, so that is going to get me in the theater. Like, oh, man, I shot off in power lines, high voltage, I get it.
That's freaking awesome.
Awesome, dude.
Neat, I'm so there.
They're going to have to put a disclaimer at the beginning of the movie for the South. Like, don't try this.
Oh, and another thing, Bill, is I wanted to mention that Red Dwarf, a miniseries, came on in the UK, right?
Yeah,
and
it did.
It's not here in America yet, Steven, I believe.
And also the new Doctor Who episode. You know, they're not doing a season this year. They're just doing a series of special episodes.
Are you serious?
And that aired also, the Easter episode. And I think the miniseries, the Red Dwarf miniseries, also aired the same weekend.
See, I never got into the new Doctor Who, but you like it, right? It's pretty good.
Yeah, I dig the new Doctor Who.
So how is the the new Red Dwarf, if you got a chance to watch
it? The first two episodes are good. The third is a little weak. It's like they didn't know how to end it, so they...
So what is it?
I love that.
It's a white hole.
I love Cat. How hilarious is he?
Only joking.
Every time I think of Cat, I think that, you know, in the U.S. version, they cast a female as Cat.
That
cracks me up for some reason.
On YouTube, they have the American pilot or whatever. I couldn't get past. I don't even think I lasted 5 minutes. I was like, I'm just going to click.
I'm just going to
close
have good thoughts of
browser.
I would watch. I had all the videotapes.
Steven, you
and
love
I
Red Dwarf, and that's not an exaggeration.
No,
you
love it. I would come home and just put on the VHS, and then I bought them all on DVD, and I'd watch them over and over.
Is this true?
Yes.
Because if it is, I don't know how to react.
Yes. Steven loves Red Dwarf. So I can't wait to see that. That's why we put a little in the intro. And let's go ahead and check out what's on our video recording devices, DVRs. Let's do it!
What?
Well, why?
I'll tell you the why.
All right, before we get into our shows, Hell's Kitchen, Celebrity Apprentice, Dollhouse, Fringe, and all that, Bravo airs a lot of shows that are trying to bring about the apocalypse, I believe. One of them is the A-List Award. Here's an award for sexiest scene, and Paris Hilton is presenting the award. Let's go ahead and check this out. I'm sure she does a good job. Oh, I thought
the
you said Perez Hilton.
Tina and Beth.
For the
L-word. Sexiest TV moment is the L World. The L World, sorry.
The L World?
Yes. Scene.
Paris, you did not say the L World. It's a big word. It's.
So she screwed it up. So we knew she would, though, didn't we?
Yeah, what else is new? She is a screw up.
Now, here's the thing. Since last week we didn't do a show, we have, like, two Hell's Kitchens, two Celebrity Apprentice, two everything. So I thought we'd help ourselves out here and just do a little Hell's Kitchen recap. They do it for us at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, really.
Might as well use that. So let's check out what happened last week on Hell's Kitchen, guys. Let's check it out.
Previously on Hell's Kitchen.
All of you, give me your jackets. Let's go.
The final six became one team.
Black baby.
Congratulations, Ben. You won.
Wait, black babies?
Ben chose Robert to join him.
Black jackets.
Yeah.
Obviously not. Tonight, you're going to show me why each one of you are worthy of being
he
in the final six.
He gave them all a black baby as a reward.
What's the bacon win? So why have you put it in with a dory? Supposing you're allergic to bacon?
Because maybe he knows Madonna and he can pass him out.
Andrea couldn't keep the order straight.
What's going on?
I have no idea, Chef.
Oh, my God.
And was kicked out of the kitchen.
Oh. Through the door there.
This is the hardest thing I've ever done.
You need to fight back. If you don't, you're
but was given a
second
chance.
Jump the leaps.
Your special has now become not very special. Thanks to face there.
I'm not face, Chef.
Pissed, are you? Look at me, nice! Not as pissed as I am!
Whoa!
Ben couldn't cook his own challenge-winning special.
Let's just stand back and watch that chicken and the juice out of it.
Robert got seriously burned by Giovanni.
Yikes.
They started blistering already.
And the first service as a single
team. Can we work together as a team?
Ended in disaster.
Alabama.
You're right. Got the right.
Chef Ramsay did praise Paula's performance.
Solid and consistent on the appetizers. Think of two idiots up to elimination.
At elimination, Paula made her decision.
Giovanni and also Andrea, Chef.
And Chef Ramsay made his.
Giovanni, give me a jacket and leave Hell's Kitchen.
So Giovanni said his goodbyes.
Sorry about your hand, man.
And left Hell's Kitchen. But Chef Ramsay wasn't done.
How can the final six be so...
And he made a shocking announcement.
Oh, my God.
I'm shutting down Hell's Kitchen.
No! Oh! So I walk around in a daze for an entire week. Hell's Kitchen, it's going out of business. They're closing down. I understand the economy's bad. That must be Chef Ramsay's reasons.
I heard that Steven was very upset also.
Steven, you were very upset.
I wept, yeah.
And then what happens? This episode begins this week, and he's like, because you're flying to exciting Atlantic City!
You're going to the Borgata!
Yeah, and so they're all excited and everything. How excited?
But I'm not!
How stupid is that they do that? But when they get...
I'm yelling, and I don't know why!
When they get to the Borgata, you know, it's a great place. All these fancy Bobby Flay restaurant. Who else? Emerald.
Shit, Wolfgang Bobby Flay Puck. Restaurant's there? I'd pack up and go.
Who else?
Man, Wolfgang Puck.
Wolfgang
he's
Puck.
He's going to challenge me to a showdown. And I'm
yeah. Throwdown, Bill. Throwdown,
sorry.
Yeah. So, everything's going great until Bobby... I'm sorry, he doesn't like to be called that.
Robert,
he starts having pain in his chest. And he goes to the hospital, and it turns out he's got a serious problem. Nobody knows what's going on. Let's go ahead and check this out, because it's really sad.
Sadly, he came back.
You just said it was.
Minus one individual. Clearly, you're all deeply concerned. I'm not going to tell you how he's doing. I'm going to let him tell you himself.
Chef Robert.
Hopefully they won't cheapen this with a bunch of music.
Chef Bobby.
Okay, big boy.
Oh,
let me just say,
kills
I'm pleased I am to see you.
Thank you. Yeah, how are you feeling?
Not good.
Ah, not good.
What did the medic say?
I have pericarditis, which is a swelling of the sac around the heart, which leads to heart disease.
Oh, dear. Hey.
Did they really need that?
Yeah. Are you coming back?
No. No, I'm not coming back.
Somebody get the baby with the rattle out of there.
The fact that you can't continue is a great shame. You have been a fantastic competitor.
Thank you, sir.
And you had the potential to win this competition. You never, ever, ever forget that.
Thank you very much.
Okay, big boy, give me your jacket and leave Hell's Kitchen.
Do they really need to do that little thing?
You know, can't he, you know, honestly... just say, you know, I'm sorry to see you go. Does he have to whip out the, okay, big boy? I mean, you're just adding insult to injury, Gordon.
Well, also, does he have to give his jacket and all that, do that stupid thing?
Yeah.
It's kind of...
What I thought was funny was I was – my dad was a paramedic years ago. And I was like, pericarditis, the hell is that? He goes, it's an infection of the sac around the heart. All he's got to do is take some antibiotics.
Right. Remember that one chick who hurt her foot and she quit?
Yeah.
Do they tell them for insurance reasons they can't be on the show anymore?
I think that might be it.
Probably so.
I mean, granted, what Robert has is a little more serious. You know, it feels like a heart attack. It's like a sharp pain every time you breathe.
I can imagine, and you're standing on your feet a lot, you know?
You know, and he's carrying some extra pounds there.
It sounds really painful.
Swelling of the sac.
Yeah, that would be so painful.
That gigantus ballsus.
How the hell would you sit down after?
Didn't Eric Estrada have the same thing?
Ooh, yeah.
He had gigantic.
Swelling of the sac.
All right, come on, Foggy. That's just like, that's not right. Oh, by the way, you know, Steven, people who are listening to the show for the first time, they may not know who Foggy is. He plays all of our wonderful clips. So I just wanted to let everyone know that.
Well, what?
Well, why?
I'll tell you the why.
Exactly. So anyway.
That's his little job.
Oh, someone punch him out.
Yeah. So, you know, one thing also, whenever they emphasize something or they want to emphasize something on Hell's Kitchen, Bill, they do the. Have you ever noticed that? So in this next clip, let's count how many times it goes.
I just assumed it was an editor with bad gas at the microphone.
Yeah, don't count out loud, people. Make a mental note of it at home, everyone. So let's go ahead and check out that. Who's left? Andrea, Paula, Danny, and Ben, who's kind of a jackass, right?
He reminds me of like a Yeti.
Oh, you know, he does. He looks like the snowman in Rudolph. Yeah. Off the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
He looks like that abominable snowman. But you know what's funny? He's like, is it Robert who says it or Ben? He goes, Hell's Kitchen is closing. He's like, how dare you destroy my dream?
That was Robert. How dare you snatch my dream away from me?
Yeah. Don't take my dream away. And they played a little highlight reel of him when he's quitting. He had all the best lines this season, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then when he sees all the chicks, he's like, I thought that was so belligerent.
I was just like, you know.
Hot chicks everywhere.
There's being charming and there's being an asshole.
Right.
Well, also, wasn't he like about to get married and he said he put his wedding on hold to be on the show? So how's his bride-to-be like seeing him drool over girls in bikinis? Hey, get
in the
pool.
She's probably a skank in comparison. So.
I'm not Helen Keller, bro. I'm not deaf and blind.
Yeah, sorry about that, Robert.
You ain't a man until you use the loofah, straight up.
Yeah, exactly. So,
straight up, yo.
Let's go ahead and check out what happens on Hell's Kitchen this week.
Hell's Kitchen.
And another thing, we talked about this before. When someone goes home early or injured, does anyone get eliminated that week? Let's check it out.
The weak link on the team tonight was Andrea. If Andrea didn't have the safeguard, no problem. On the block. Not a second thought.
And we just go with
Andrea had immunity.
Who are you putting up?
Well,
and she's the worst
think my
one.
Options are limited here. It would be you two. It would be you two. So then your vote is us two.
I have a very difficult
this,
time.
This whole scene just confuses me.
Gives me a headache.
Don't do it.
Of course. I would never put myself in
that. But what I'm telling you guys is that there's a piece of me that dies when I say the two of you deserve to be on the block. This is difficult for me to think about. Not
what the hell is he talking about?
So my process of elimination. Chef's decision really just unfortunately saves the weakest link once again and then sticks the three talented people in a position where they have to put ourselves up on the block. So your option is Danny and me, yours is Paula and
That's
me, and
saying.
Then mine
it's
is
basically
and then Paula
like,
and
like
what are they talking
two,
about?
Two.
Tiebreaker.
What?
Andrea, first nominee and why?
Ben is the first nominee.
Why does he go through this whole ruse is what I want to know.
So, Ben, you were the weakest cook tonight. Is that what you were
they
saying?
They also do the symbol crash.
Yes, based on the possible nomination, Chef, I believe I was the weakest, although I felt Andrea struggled the most.
Andrea, second nominee and why?
Second nomination is Paula.
I think there's a dinosaur in the background.
Oh, there is! Oh, my God!
T-Rex is coming.
Get out of there, Gordon Ramsay! Don't you see your water? The little vibration?
Paula,
it's
Ben.
The Jurassic Park monsters.
It's Cloverfield.
Jurassic Ben. Hell's Kitchen.
Why should you stay in Hell's Kitchen?
because I have never given up. I have always moved forward.
I love how he cuts him off.
I constantly try to better myself every time I come into a challenge, every time I come into the kitchen.
Paula. Why should you stay there?
Oh, he's getting closer, Steven.
Because I feel like throughout this whole competition, I've been a solid performer.
Right behind you, Andrea!
Back in line. Andrea, step forward.
No! That scared me.
Andrea.
Yes, Chef.
You cooked worse than Ben tonight. The reason being, you couldn't handle your station. And the reason why he was so bad is because you were even worse. You sunk him.
Okay. Whoa, he's getting closer, Bill.
His right now,
I need to tell you that you are...
Oh, what is she? Oh, long pause. Oh, my God.
Still safe.
Oh.
Do you know why? Because I'm a man of my word. Back in line.
Yeah. You are a smelly, smelly woman.
Basically, we're just killing time the last 5 minutes of the show.
Don't give up on me, Chef. Don't give up on me.
I had pericarditis so I could close this damn kitchen.
I want to wake up with a clear conscience. And your performance tonight was not as bad as Andrea's. And had she not been safe tonight, she would have gone by now. So, Ben.
Yes?
This is your last chance.
Oh, good. He's walking away. So basically,
just don't move.
Nothing happens at the end. There's just long, drawn out. But if you saw the scenes of next week, we're not going to believe what we see.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be the most controversial Hell's Kitchen yet.
And then we do like, can he do that? Yes, he can do that. You won't believe what Gordon Ramsay does.
It'll be the most surprising thing ever.
I just want to see once where they show him, you won't believe what he does, and he has a shotgun and goes, ch-ch-ch. And they go like,
I love that guy to go, this Hell's Kitchen, you will shit your pants.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll shit your pants.
He'll
tune
jump
in
the
next
counter
week
and make out with John Paul.
Yeah, what about that last week? Andrea is leaving. He's like, Andrea, come back. He wants you to come back. You just have to have heart. You have to believe.
Well, like, didn't you know that John Paul is a disciple of Vince Lombardi?
I'm your fairy godmother. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Is this true? Because if it is, I don't know how to
what
react.
What is your wish, Andrea?
So, okay, Celebrity Apprentice. I can't remember what happened last week. Actually, I do, but let's play this nifty recap. What do you say, Steven?
Let's play it.
On the Celebrity Apprentice, the celebrities were tasked
with... Wait a second. Who's the
best... Is that the same guy?
Who's the better recap guy? Hell's Kitchen guy or Celebrity Apprentice guy? Let's
I think the Celebrity Apprentice guy.
On the Celebrity Apprentice, the celebrities were tasked with creating and shooting
bass,
a viral video for all small and mighty detergent. Project manager Melissa
Take
Rivers
16.
Pushed the envelope.
I still like Jesse being scrubbed by a bunch of little people in Westchester.
What kind
over
of porn on coaches, does she own?
Project manager Clint Black took a different approach.
We could still do the dirty laundry if you want to.
We are producing a fantasy of Clint's. And then, ha ha ha, the guy f***ed off. It's just
Joan and Clint battled over the video.
If you're all four of talking, us, I'll tell you what the team does.
I hope we never see each other again.
She has a shotgun. That'd be awesome.
Mr. Trump had a shocking verdict to deliver.
This
the
was shocking,
from all hated both
what?
Videos. Pick two people to come back into the boardroom. I'm going to fire two people.
And Tian said, I will stand by you.
Which proved to be a mistake.
I'll stand
Tian,
by you.
You volunteered to come back. You're fired. Never volunteer for execution.
He fired the chin.
Then it was Kotu's turn.
Clint, who are you going to bring back?
Clatu, Kotu, Barada,
Nico. Mr. Trump had a question for Chloe.
I noticed last week you missed
That's not
a
really
test.
A question.
Tell me
question.
Where you were.
I have a DUI, and I have to take classes.
I hate people that drive under the influence.
He hates people.
And after seeing what happened to Dennis, I can't sit here and do nothing.
Full of shit.
Chloe, you're fired.
He got rid of her because she wasn't interesting, and they need to keep Clint Black around who stirs shit up. Right, Steven?
Right. And in turn, I hate you.
And nothing against T-Boz or whatever her name is, but she was very dull, wasn't she?
I hate you because you drink and drive. It's like she's going to like classes trying to learn, you know.
Yeah.
It's like,
so he's full of crap. He got rid of her because she's bored,
and her,
right?
And her charity was mad, you know. Like,
you know what's funny is I asked my dad, watches this, and I said, hey, Dad, what's your favorite celebrity on the show? And he goes, I like that Jesse James guy. I was like, well, do you even know who he is? Do you know what he's famous for? And he goes, I think he's a bank robber. I was like, yeah, you're right, Dad. Reformed bank robber.
That is dead on. You nailed it.
Because he's the Monster Garage guy.
Yeah. He's the West Coast Choppers guy.
West Coast
yeah.
Choppers.
Then got the Monster
into
Garage.
The TV stuff. And he had a documentary for a while where he went to Iraq and stuff with the troops.
There were
Like fixed cars and shit. And then he did that one where he rode a bike across to Mexico with
Kid
Rock.
Yeah, he turned the Humvees into golf carts and stuff like that. It's
The three motorcycle manias, 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, and then he ran over a bunch of guys in flat caps.
So let's go ahead and say that he's a bank robber. I like that better.
Yeah, it's much more interesting.
And by the way, Bill, I'm not judging anyone at that Morrissey concert. It's fine if they're gay. I just want the lesbians to calm down.
No, it's fine if they're gay. It's just not fine that they wear flat caps.
Yeah,
we're against flat caps.
You know, I'm against anything that is a trend like that. Just like, hey, I'm a robot. I'm a gay robot with my uniform.
The only person allowed to wear a flat cap is Andy Cap because he has awesome hot fries.
That's right. Or Sherlock Holmes, right?
Yeah. Him
hey
too.
Guys.
Oh, and that guy. That guy's allowed to wear it. What do you think?
No.
I think it's very soigné.
Yeah. Exactly. So, Celebrity Apprentice, last week they made those horrible viral videos.
Those were so bad.
I thought it was funny that Trump would not shut up about the model, though. It's like, hey, what about that model?
She's got a great body. Doesn't she have a great body? She has a great body.
Come on, just picture right now walking up and down my desk
say,
right here.
Clint, huh?
He just like, hey, Brandy, she had a pretty hot body, did she? He loves like teasing her. But then the midget thing, is there anything more unimaginative than putting midgets in something? Mm-hmm.
There was a standout, though.
They should have made... Well, I was going to say this. If they just would have made the video a dream sequence where he wakes up at the end.
They should have fired the other two midgets and just kept the emo midget.
The
emo midget was quite possibly the greatest thing I've ever seen on television.
He was hilarious. He was like... What would you say? He was kind of grumpy, kind of just.
Well,
like
he was emo. Emo Mitchell was emo.
He was. Did he have black fingernails too?
He had black fingernails. He had the black hair. He had the piercings. Would say something, and he'd just give him like that disinterested eye roll.
He'd give him like a go die kind of look.
It's like you just hire me because I'm a Mitch.
And then
he gave him that look like he's gonna go listen to Morrissey.
Yeah, and then this week they did the LifeLock thing. Seems pretty cool. Brian McKnight, apparently he's lost interest in the show.
Yeah, that was funny. Oh, man, I really had to struggle to get out of bed to go to this.
But Joan and Clint Black, who she hated last week, now they're all chummy, coming up with this idea. And they did do a good job. But
Joan just transferred her hatred from Clint Black to
Annie.
The poker chick.
Yeah, Annie the poker chick, who is extremely annoying. She's like the Red Zinsky of the Celebrity Apprentice.
You know what's great about Joan, though? She gets angry, and you can't even tell by her facial expressions.
Yeah, she's just like...
she's pulled back so tight, and she's got so much Botox injected.
I'm very angry, Steven.
I'm very angry.
It's like, really? I'm very happy right now. I can't tell either way. But basically, here's what happens is Annie, she decides to not talk about how sucky Brandy is after telling Joan. Is that what it is? So she's like, she's leaving Melissa out to dry. If Melissa gets kicked off the show, I quit. Let's go ahead and listen to this. And you know what? You know, my daughter, she saw Joan throw the glass, so she asked me for like 10 minutes, why does she throw a glass, Dad? Daddy, why did she throw that? And I was like, there's something wrong with her. I don't know.
Because she's an irrational old woman.
Did you notice when she threw it too, she got champagne all over her back?
Yeah. It's like just because she pulled the glass back she goes, before she threw it, and it went all over her.
It's so funny. Let's check this out.
That idiot Herschel Walker wiping it off of her while she's ranting.
You make a disgrace yourself. Let's go ahead and check this out.
I think they're out to get Melissa, and Annie is saying nothing. She's out. Oh. I'm not coming tomorrow.
I think there's a dinosaur over here, too.
I'd like you to pick two people to come back into the boardroom with you. Who are they going to be?
I'll choose Brandy and Melissa.
Brandy?
See, they're going after Melissa. We have heard from all of them. Brandy is the weak one, and they're going to take it out of Melissa.
Oh.
What the hell is she talking about?
Don't make her the scapegoat.
They do know they're not going to kill
this
Melissa, right? She's
such a conniver.
Kicked off the show.
No, they actually do kill them later.
I'm out of here. Truly out of here.
Does she know that Trump can't hear her?
Protect her chick.
I'll sit outside. They're going to come in here, yes? I'm not going anywhere, but I cannot.
I thought you were
going
to leave a second ago.
Oh,
please leave.
Brandy.
Understood.
And you don't stand up and say it? My reaction was shock and fury.
Whoa. Shock and awe. I'm
really at myself because I had totally
great
disliked
furious anger.
This is disgusting. I cannot sit in the room with Annie. Can't do it. I'll be sitting right outside. I just feel.
I understand.
Does she have a noisy bracelet?
No, you hear all that,
enormous. You should have spoken up. When
jewelry.
You're
jewelry.
Me,
those are her she wear. That's her arthritis.
And I don't say it. Oh, Annie. I said it.
Annie. Skeletor.
Yeah, those are her joints.
Either that or she's playing spoons.
You cannot be so strong in private. And
Joan, I completely
Annie,
threw her under
I
apologize. I
don't want to hear apologies. Why did you say what you said to me? To them. I'm telling you, Melissa's the one that's not going to come out of there.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, he loves Brandy.
Really I think Melissa's totally safe.
It's like that scene in Sinbad with the skeleton.
Melissa goes, and Brandy stays, I go with her. I don't care what it blows and how it blows.
She's a friggin' whack
job. You know what? I always knew that Joan Rivers was animated by Ray Harryhausen.
Stop motion. The budget on Celebrity Apprentice this season is huge because of that. Because Trump, he's very anti-CGI. He wants old school
yeah.
effects.
He likes the mats and everything in the background.
But I love how they went right into a new task, which was a fashion show? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And
something promoting his daughter.
They finally,
his hot
oh,
daughter.
Oh, yeah, his daughter's jewelry line. And it's all going to charity. So, you know, she's like, Annie, I want you to step up. So she's stepping up now, and she puts Brandy in charge of the clothes. How funny was that scene where she's got all the models, and she's supposed to pick out their outfits, but she just gets sidetracked on herself? I want all these dresses. Oh, this looks great. And, of course, we have Melissa doing the same thing her mom did, which was, I can't believe this. They're all buddy-buddy. What does she say? They're BFFs. They're bestest friends or something. It's just so. Does Joan and her daughter just sit around bitching about things?
Yeah,
and how
I think
they're
that's
being?
What they do. They
yeah.
sit. They sit around in their house, drink, and complain,
and have their faces pulled back.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And shit injected into them.
Catherine Hellman in Brazil, you know.
Yeah, really.
And she's sitting there talking about how mistreated they are, and I love how she's like, "I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave." And then she's like, "Well, I'm not gonna leave or anything, but I can't sit in the same room with her." Okay, I'll sit in the same room with her, but I'm not going to breathe the same air as her.
I wish somebody would just go, no, Joan, please leave. Just, leave.
Just get out of here. Now, Joan, you're one of the most talented comedians working today.
You're one of the funniest women alive.
So he keeps kissing her ass. There's nothing
really?
She will
She's
do to get
one
kicked
of the funniest
off. Yeah. And I love it. They keep saying, coming up on Celebrity Apprentice. Trump is like, Joan and blah, blah, blah. They're against each other, and it's crazy. Who is the silhouette? Who's he talking to, Steven? Then the next commercial break, coming up. And he's like, Melissa, she's out of control. Who is this guy? And then they show it's Piers Morgan, the guy
we all knew.
Who won Celebrity Apprentice last year, so why wouldn't it be him? But why did they make it such a big mystery? Like, he's talking to this mysterious silhouette.
Because they be stupid.
It's like, oh, I was going to change the channel, but I got to see who this is. But, you know, I'm highly entertained by this train wreck.
So am I. I can't miss it. Like, on Sunday nights, if I miss it, I'm like, oh, man, I hope it goes up on Hulu soon.
I hope that next season, I hope they do a next season, they always get someone just, like, with horrible plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah, they have to.
They need to get that one crazy bitch who had her own model show, remember?
Janice Dickinson.
Yeah, Janice Dickinson. They need to get her on there.
Oh, she's just about as crazy as Joan Rivers.
The crazy cat lady. And
the lady who looks like a cat. Yeah.
You know who else they need? They need to get, what's her name? Presley. What the hell's her first name?
Who?
Presley.
Oh, Priscilla Presley. Yeah,
Priscilla Presley, sorry.
My God, she does look horrible.
Brain fart.
Really,
man, I couldn't watch any little bit of Dancing with the Stars the season she was on. She's just so frightening from...
And get Lisa Rinna
on
there, too.
The singer from Dead or Alive.
No, they need to get Priscilla Presley and her daughter, Lisa Marie, on there to have the same dynamic where they always get pissed off when one of them is going to be...
There you go.
All right, guys. Ooh. We're going to talk about Dollhouse when we get back from the break. Let's go ahead and take a break. What do you say, guys?
Sure.
Let's be right back, everybody.
Hey, you got a problem with that, Gorthon?
So how long have you been drawing comic books?
Since I was about 7 years old. Little kid.
What'd your parents think about it?
They hated it. Oh, yeah. After I got a job and they saw that you can make a living out of third day, you'll hear no complaints anymore.
And you created X-Force?
Mm-hmm.
So what is this drawing of?
This is the Spike Man.
And what's this right here?
This is the camera on top of your head that will record the wrongdoings of others.
So Rob, have you had any formal art training?
No. Just a lot of imagination, I think. Wait till so I say it and then look down. Or just open it and say it.
Fly button.
Well done, lad. Now to quench our thirst.
No name.
I'm Robin Hood, a swashbuckling hero. I don't want beer. I want something special. Bolt.
What?
The Slit Malt Liquor Bowl. It's a special premium brew that's in a class by itself.
What noble taste.
Robin, my son. How about a little game of bumper pool?
Ready? Go! Peanut butter. Chocolate. Here it comes. You missed. Faster. Get out of the way. Your peanut butter hit my chocolate. Your chocolate hit my peanut butter.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Real milk chocolate, delicious peanut butter. Two great tastes that taste great together.
Reese? Yeah.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
This is Candyland, a place you pretend to visit when you play this game. The cards show you how to follow the path through Candyland. You'll discover the gingerbread plum tree, a rainbow pass, and gumdrop mountain. But be careful of the cherry pitfalls, and don't get stuck in molasses swamp. You don't have to know how to read or count to have loads of fun in Candyland. Candyland, a game for people 4 to 8, from Milton Bradley.
Saturday mornings are slamming up! With these little dinosaurs.
You sure?
The California Raisins.
We're the kings of rock and roll.
The Muppet Babies.
Now what?
Pee Wee's Playhouse. Come on over. And Garfield and Friends. Saturday.
Luthor has Superman trapped. He's using kryptonite to destroy his powers.
Now you'll tell me why Superman peanut butter tastes so great.
Never. So fresh roasted, so creamy, so yummy, that its secret will be mine, all mine. Yeah, he's foiled again. Just wait, Superman. I'll find out.
Superman peanut butter. Its strength is its great taste.
You've always been heard, but now you can be seen. Introducing the PXL 2000 camcorder. With the same audio cassette that makes your music, it makes videos. Sight and sound at a price that's easy to handle. Just shoot and play back on the PXL 2000 TV. The PXL 2000 video system. Now you can be seen and heard.
Hi, I'm Michael J. Fox, and I'll be right back with One to Grow On.
With the fun shape of honeycomb, you never know what you'll imagine. If you analyze, you can energize what you appetize. Honeycomb. With some inspiration, you'll get good vibrations and a sweet sensation.
Honeycomb!
With the right perception, you'll give fuel injection to this crisp selection.
Honeycomb!
So when you fantasize, you may be surprised. Sweet, crunchy honeycomb cereal, part of this complete breakfast. More fun than you ever imagined.
Remember when Uncle George was here?
Oh, yeah, he was lots of fun.
Well, remember when he put me on his lap and played with me?
Yeah, he liked you. He played with you most of all.
Well, he put his hands in some places I didn't like. It made me feel real weird.
Uncle George sounds like he might have a problem keeping his hands to himself, and that's a problem that can become very serious. Your body belongs to you. You know that. So no one should touch you in ways that make you feel uncomfortable. And if you think someone's touching you in ways that are strange, whether it's a teacher or a friend or your favorite uncle, tell your parents or another adult you can trust. Maybe there's nothing wrong. But if there is, someone ought to know about it right away.
If it made you feel funny, go tell Mom then.
But I don't want to get in trouble.
You didn't do anything wrong, did you?
Nope. Then I'll go tell Mom and Dad about it right now.
And that's one to grow on.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Here you are.
Oh.
Say, what is that thing?
It's my tracker for Mead.
It sure is a lot neater than this.
That's because it traps my papers in so they won't fall out. And I've got a tracker folder for each subject.
That's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. And the tracker keeper holds all my trackers. This flap even has a Velcro closure to keep everything inside.
Boy, I've got to get a trapper and get my act together.
If you do, I'll let you carry my books.
The Trapper and the Trapper Keeper. Get money-saving coupons on these Mead products.
There they go again. And now Coca-Cola Classics wants you to get a ghost, too. They want you to become a Ghostbuster. They say you could win the Ghostbusters 2 Ectomobile. Just grab an entry form where Coca-Cola Classic is sold. We dare you to send it in. So become a Ghostbuster. See if we care.
It's the Mickey Mouse talking phone.
This is Mickey Mouse.
Mickey, come over for a party.
You called down deaf.
Okay.
With the Mickey Mouse talking phone, the battery is not included.
This is Donald Duck.
It's Donald. Come on over.
With a Mickey Mouse talking phone, you can call 6 different Disney characters.
Yup, you guessed it. I'm Goofy.
Hi, Goofy.
Mickey Mouse talking phone from Hasbro's preschool division.
Hey, Bill, before we get into Dollhouse, I wanted to mention, I think I mentioned it before, but we've been watching Party Down.
Yeah.
The Rob Thomas, Paul Rudd, and Dan Etheridge created show.
Fun show, fun show.
About caterers. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's on Stars. I don't have Stars. So I'm watching it on Netflix via streaming to the Xbox. So, yeah. So if you have Netflix and you can stream it to your computer, you can watch it like that too.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I watched this new show, this new cop show, Southland on NBC. I watched the first 2 episodes, and it's a pretty good show. I'm going to say it's not bad. You know, they advertise from the executive producer of ER. It's like, that makes me not want to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
But the show's nothing like ER, which is good.
If you get into it, then he'll do something to it to make it terrible. And
it's got the guy from The OC, which I never watched, but his mentor, his partner, is an awesome dude from Band of Brothers, and I don't know the actor's name. But
yeah, I can't remember it either.
And I forget
that dude.
Yeah, he's that dude from Band of Brothers, you know. And I can't even remember his character on Band of Brothers. So what
the
are you gonna
call? And he was the dude from Life. In the first couple episodes.
Yeah, he was the con in Life.
And he was in Gross Point Blank.
Yeah, he's in a lot of movies.
He was.
Heather and I always call him Bobby Beamer because he was Bobby Beamer in Gross Point Blank. But also, has anybody watched that new Parks and Recreation show on
NBC?
Oh,
God, is it bad?
I watched the first episode.
I couldn't bring myself to watch it.
It's bad.
You know, I'm going to say I didn't hate it, you know?
Oh, I did. It was so bad.
Well, essentially what it is it's The Office, but put in a different situation. It's exactly The Office, but they just did it with Parks and Recreation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where that goes.
I've never liked Amy Poehler, even in her Upright Citizens Brigade stuff.
I do think she can be funny. I don't mind her, I got to say. And you know what where I first remember seeing her and I loved her was on Conan. Before I even knew who she was on Saturday Night Live. She was Andy Richter's sister. Remember that?
Yeah.
She had a crush on Conan and he would be all embarrassed and want her to go away. She was like, "Hi, Conan." And she had braces. I thought she was hilarious on that. But
yeah, I just the one thing they kept playing over and over, speed bumps on the slide. Not fun.
Yeah, that wasn't really a good gag, was it?
No.
Now, Steven, Dollhouse.
Now, that
the opposite.
Is...
Quality.
Quality
That's
entertainment.
That's hilarious.
You know what? Dollhouse That's can humor. Be good, and it can reel me in where I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. But there's always a scene where it's just so retarded. Like, for instance, the chick who runs the Dollhouse, she's renting out the one dude to be her lover, right? So she's having an affair with this guy who's one of her dolls, and it seems like she's in love with him, but then they have a fencing scene where they're fencing?
Yeah.
Somebody watched Die Another Day one too many times.
Yeah. I'm sorry, fencing scenes do not work, okay?
No.
Because have you seen Olympic fencing? How
yes.
tiring it is?
You don't find it riveting?
Well, they don't talk to each other and give these long monologues and stuff while they're, you know.
While they're actually fighting.
Well, another thing, the beginning of this week's episode had Echo in her S&M kind of lingerie stuff.
Great ass!
Now, it just was embarrassing and ridiculous, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, sure, she's hot and everything, but I was just like, aren't the producers like embarrassed to ask her to do this? It's so bad.
I guess
she is a
now.
Producer.
I guess she wanted to be. That's a glorified term. Do you really think she handles anything on the show?
No,
you know, she's like,
not.
I got an idea, guys, and I'm really sick of you guys rejecting my ideas. I think that they should do some fencing. Okay, Elizabeth, Eliza, we'll do the fencing scene. That's what it was. Damn it!
In real life, I fenced with my boyfriend once.
Yeah, we talked a lot, and then we had some sex. But what was it last week? Was it the Awakening episode where they tried to help them work through their problems, so they made them all have their consciousness back? And the one chick built the girl...
Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead, Sierra, she had the most disturbing background. She was some rich guy made a pass at her, and she rejected him. So he used his slimy bank account to get her mind erased in the Dollhouse. So now he can just order her whenever he wants. So essentially she's getting raped repeatedly by this guy, right?
Right.
That was disturbing, wasn't it? I didn't like that.
No.
You know what? What is it? Bad taste in my mouth, Steven. Don't like it. But this week, what
tastes
happens...
Tastes like pumpkin.
Yeah, it tastes like pumpkin. I do like pumpkin pie, though, Bill, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
That shit's good. Now, but this week, what happens is Topher, our favorite character on the show, he finds some kind of bugging device in the sleep chair, whatever it's called. So, what's that one dickhead guy's name? The agent? Lewis?
Dickhead.
Lewis or something like that? Or
yeah.
Whatever. He sends Sierra to go to the NSA to get some kind of crap or whatever. But here, Echo approaches Topher and says, you know what? Turn me into a spy hunter. She's a big fan of the coin op. And here's what happens. It's very exciting, Steven. Let's check it out.
Who the hell are you?
I made her a spy hunter. Do you know, hunt the spy?
It's being handled as we speak by Sierra.
I know, but Echo came in and she thought, I thought she could help.
She could hunt
the
spy.
She let me speak to the people on this list.
Spy hunter.
I'll uncover the spy before your field agent returns.
See how many times I say spy. What are the parameters?
She reads body language, knows advanced interrogation techniques, and she's rocking a little Sherlock Holmes.
Huh? She wears a flat cap.
Give me the list.
What was that little giggle?
I want to start with him.
I'm not the spy. I discovered the spy.
I really like the acting choices.
Remember?
Eliza Dushku made in the scene, Bill.
The spy was operating under my nose.
You mean the choice of not acting?
Incompetent, or you're trying to throw us off your trail.
Now, Eliza, I want you to act like you're a robot in this scene.
What do you mean?
Why are you at the dollhouse?
Surely you jest.
Why are you at the dollhouse? Come on, do they...
kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, talk natural.
I'm in neuroplastic heaven. I'm doing work my grad school professors haven't even dreamed of yet. I mean, I don't want to brag. Okay, I want to brag.
But I've seen you all naked.
I'm kind of a genius.
That sounded awful gay.
Or are you just... You just
kind of a genius.
Big bad Lawrence.
I'm kind of a douchebag.
Well, the thing is that agent guy turns out to be a bad guy or whatever, but is he the same guy slipping Hilo information, or is that somebody
Somehow
else?
Somehow I doubt that.
Yeah, I don't see him doing that. So his job is just to to keep you in line or whatever. He's not shutting down the dollhouse. He's just keeping them in check, I guess. And that was disturbing. The idea of having your mind erased and put into an attic is very disturbing. Because I know my attic gets pretty hot in the summertime.
You know, that's got to be uncomfortable.
I got the radiant barrier, but still, I'd probably die of exposure up there. Especially be itchy with all the fiberglass, stuff like that. So I'm picturing...
Yeah, that's not comfortable.
They've mentioned the attic more than once on Dollhouse.
Do you think we're going to see it?
I wonder. Are we going to see the attic? What I want to see is lots of pink fiberglass and just wood. I want it to be like a real attic.
It's going to be like the man with two brains, a bunch of jars with brains. Yeah.
What are
Maybe Steve Martin will
people?
Be there.
That would be awesome. He's injecting Windex into him. But,
that was Merv Griffin.
Yeah, Merv. Ooh, Merv Griffin. But... You know, Dollhouse, I think it's a lot of fun and so cheesy. And
the cheese factor is through the roof.
Yeah.
It's in the attic.
Yeah, it is. And that's what maybe...
It's past the attic and through
the
roof.
That's the thing. I know Joss Whedon has, like, he doesn't take anything that
seriously,
does he?
Has he got a brother
does
that's
he?
A writer?
Yeah, he does. I can't remember his name. But,
Jed?
Jed Whedon, yeah.
I just saw
he
it
thinks
on
he's a writer. Yeah, there was a Zach Whedon who wrote Fringe, but I don't think that's his brother.
Oh, okay. No.
Yeah, I don't think it's related. But hey, speaking of Fringe, I don't want to forget about it since I didn't make a clip.
Nice segue.
I got to tell you that I love Fringe, the last two episodes. I get excited when Fringe is coming on. I'm like, oh, Fringe, yes. And what about last week when they had the little bald kid they found?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that
was
really,
really
cool.
Good episode.
That yeah. The cool payoff there was the observer as the kid's driving by, he's going to get a family or whatever.
That was one of the best payoffs so far of that show.
He senses something weird and he looks out the window of the observer standing there as the car drives by or whatever. So this kid is like a little version of an observer, right?
Right.
Perhaps
he's the littlest observer.
The same dimension as the observer? Yeah. And he didn't like Skittles, so I know he's not from this earth. All kids like Skittles, right? Mm-hmm. Except, why doesn't Olivia like the yellow ones? They taste, they're lemony, they're delicious, I don't get it.
No, those weren't Skittles, they were M&M's.
Oh yeah, you're right, M&M's. Damn it!
She didn't like the yellow because they reminded her of medicine.
Right, and it set up the guy's rearview mirror thing. And what was that about? That guy was called the artist or something, formerly known as serial killer, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was nice and creepy. There, you know, one thing is, Bill, you and I were talking about this. I've learned do not have a snack or eat during Fringe.
Yeah.
There's always something that's like a... Like this
the,
week
the
they had
the... got me? Yeah, I know exactly. The ear and the omelet.
Oh, that was nasty.
That wasn't that bad for me. It was the larvae busting the body open.
But I forgot about that. He's like, ooh, and he goes, don't touch that.
No, I mean, that got me because it opens up and it's all kind of
gooey. He's growing an ear and an omelet.
I was just like, Oh, I'm glad it wasn't eaten there.
I'm glad he didn't take a bite of it, but also the
I was watching Fringe
having my lunch, and that scene with the larvae busting open the dead body.
Oh, yeah, first
camp,
it shows the larvae. Like, she's like, "There's something moving in there." They're like, "Quick, open it! The person's alive!" So they open it, and there's all these larvae maggot things,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden it goes. And they come bursting
so
out.
Much, yeah.
That was pretty grody. But this creature, this kind of
hybrid
weird ass creature thing. And I like the first part. It had kind of like a 28 Days Later vibe.
Rather have not seen the creature almost.
Yeah, but definitely, are you learning don't free animals at any kind of animal testing?
I think that's a given at this point.
Yeah, because they're being taught the rage virus or something, or being shown videos of, you know, Dollhouse over and over again and Joan Rivers' face, so you don't want that to happen. You don't want them to be freed after that. But, I got to say, you know, it's a TV show, CGI, not fantastic, but, you know, there was a sense of danger there with the little kid crawling around next to it, wasn't it?
Get out of there!
I thought I was really grossed out by Charlie giving him the little, scan, and you see the things floating around in him. That freaked me out. Ugh.
Yeah, that was nasty.
That shit was nasty, but...
And then watching them all die inside of him?
Yeah, they're just curling. Oh, that was a great line. He's like, "What now?" And he goes, "You crap them out." That was great. I love Walter, but...
That's going to be one disgusting movement.
Oh. And then, Bill, did you see The Observer after I told you about that?
No, I didn't go back.
The reporter's talking about, everyone thinks it's a lion or a leopard?
Mountain lion.
Mountain lion on the loose killing people. Mm-hmm. As the reporter's talking on the news, The Observer comes walking by her real slowly. It was hilarious. But I love the show. Love it.
I love The Observer.
Yeah, The Observer's great. Oh, and this week I saw on YouTube the Observer was in the audience of American Idol, and it's so funny because he's just standing there deadpan, and you know everyone's cheering or whatever, someone's singing, you just show him looking for.
He was there because he had to watch the disaster that was Quentin Tarantino on American Idol, or otherwise known as Madam.
Didn't they do a premiere clip of his new movie too? The Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah.
Wow, that guy really digs that show, doesn't he?
He's a nut. He is a strange
bird.
That's
a given. He likes, you know, he's kind of like us to an extent where I'd say a lot of people, we like garbage television. I don't like American Idol, but I can watch other garbage television like Hell's Kitchen, you know.
Well, I guess I have no musical taste because every time I watch American Idol, someone sings and I go, "That was terrible."
Yeah.
And then the judges go, "That was terrific." And
I'm
like, "What the hell? What are you listening to?"
I definitely don't get that form of singing, so I can't watch.
No, neither do I.
All I say is, okay, they're good singers. You know, they should really be in a choir at a church, pretty much.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
you know,
something
it's like
that.
Okay, otherwise,
Who
cares?
Now, hey, before we talk about Heroes, I want to talk about Rescue Me is back. You guys know that I love that show. Last season really wasn't very good. I lost interest in it. So far, there's been two episodes this season, and I'd say it's back to form. I've definitely laughed my ass off through most of it. And Michael J. Fox is on it this season. He's playing this dude who's now dating Dennis Leary's character's ex-wife. And the way they set up the joke is he's always there when he goes to see his ex-wife. And he's like, "Who's this guy on the couch?" And he's just like, "Hey." And he holds out his hand, and the guy won't get up to shake his hand. So he thinks Michael J. Fox is a dick, basically. Michael J. Fox is always asking him about being a fireman. "So do you really have Dalmatians or whatever?" He's like, "Are you being an asshole?" He's like, "Are you being an ass or whatever?" He's like, "So being a fireman, huh? That must be pretty boring because how often are there fires? You just sit around doing nothing?" He's like, "Are you trying to be funny?" But here's the scene where he's like, "I'm going to go back in that house." It's like, I don't know, a week later. It's the next episode. "And that guy better get up to shake my hand, because if he doesn't, I'm going to kick his ass." And here's what happens. And I just love seeing Michael J. Fox again because, you know, we all know, what is he, a Parkinson's disease?
Right.
And, you know, I imagine it's hard for him to play a part in something because basically they have to write his illness into the show, right? Which, Rescue Me, it looks like that's what he's done. So let's go ahead and check this out.
I'd like you, this time, to get off your hindquarters and come over here and put it there.
You want me to get up for you?
Yeah.
What if that doesn't appeal to me?
Maybe this will appeal to you, then. I'm going to kick your ass. How's that?
Well, it's a banana with a peel.
Yeah, but I'm just on my way outside because we're going to have the last kicking contest.
And huh? Dwight, you're not going to do it.
I definitely have to do this. Get the chair.
Well, if you're getting a chair, I'm going to get something. I'm going to get a book.
Okay? Get a big book. Something to read in the hospital.
I got a big book, okay?
I'm going to get the chair.
Wait, no.
I'm coming. Yeah, get the chair.
Wait. Sorry. What is this?
A wheelchair.
I know it's a wheelchair.
Are you backing down now?
Wait, I didn't know that you were...
getting cold feet.
I'm not getting cold. Hey, at least I can feel my feet.
You are a...
I'm not being a... This is ridiculous.
Come back here. I'll kick your ass.
You're going to kick my ass? You want me to lay down on the floor so you can drive over my ass?
That's a start.
Okay. You start.
That's a start. But I assume he's going to be on... I hope he's on the whole season. I love it.
Yeah.
That show's so ridiculous. Unlike Heroes, which is really a serious show, Steven. Now, this week...
It's so serious, sometimes I find myself overwhelmed with its gravitas.
Wouldn't you say last week wasn't so bad?
The 2 weeks before this week weren't that bad.
So it's like every other episode, I guess. Like, they had Siler, he's kind of ruining Noah's life, he's his wife. I like that scene where she tells him she doesn't love him anymore and all that. That stuff was... Even the stuff with Ando and Hero, where Ando keeps having to do the same head pose to keep the baby.
Keep the baby from crying.
And I like that one line. There was the Japanese Texan from Lubbock, Texas. I love when people on TV, if they're from Texas, they talk like this. But I was born in Texas. Do you hear my voice? Does it sound like that at all? I talk like that, Steven?
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes. But I love he goes, get your magic baby away from my truck.
Get your magic baby.
I thought that was a great line. Now, cut to this week.
Oh.
And Angela Petrelli, she makes them dig up skulls. If you want to know the truth, you dig up skulls, I guess. Why? And Peter has a great line in here. He goes, couldn't she just tell us all sitting in a restaurant? And I was like, yes, she could have. He's got a good point there.
Wait a second. And there's, that would make sense.
And there's another great setup here where Claire says, you know, she's talking to Angela. Angela's talking about mistakes she made. She's like, I see you at your... When I was your age, I was an idiot. She goes, I've done a lot of stupid things. I want to live, you know, I want to do everything over again. I want to be smarter. I don't want to make those mistakes. I don't want to be an idiot anymore. And I wanted everyone, the whole cast, to come together and hold hands. We will not be stupid people anymore. We will not be stupid. And Peter's like, I've always been an idiot. I had powers. I'm an idiot. But and it's almost like the writers are telling us, the viewer, we won't have them be stupid anymore. And we'd be like, oh, thank you. But she has them digging up these skulls to have flashbacks, which... I couldn't tell they were flashbacks at first, but since they're black and white.
Yeah, I'm glad that they put them in black and white because I didn't quite understand what was going on.
And, you know, I got to say, HD black and white looks pretty crisp. It does look nice, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does.
And, you know, they're playing the Sleepwalker. What is that song called? Sleepwalking?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever, Steve. Steven, you're supposed to tell me what it's called.
Sleepwalker.
Sleepwalker or sleepwalking?
Yeah. Sleepwalking.
Sleepwalking. Okay. Let's say it again. Which was in the great Stephen King adapted movie Sleepwalkers, right? With Clovis the cat.
Yes.
Right. So the reason that song, by playing on the radio, we know it's the past, unless it's on an oldie station, Bill.
Oh, actually, it is Sleepwalk. Never mind.
Sleepwalk. That's...
Yeah, like okay. Santo and Johnny.
Yes. So anyway, the best part about all this is we learned that Angela had a sister, and she pretty much her sister can control the weather, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she abandons her sister for no good reason, just because I guess it further.
Yeah, I mean honestly, this was so weak.
Yeah, it really was. She's like, "We'll come back" or whatever. And then Mohinder's dad. is like, I'm going to give you a shot with this gigantic needle.
Yeah, I mean, it's 1961. You don't have better needles.
What
come
about
on.
The awkward scene where she's like, no, don't give me a shot. Don't give me a shot. And she causes lightning to come in the doorway, which is great. She can aim it. She runs out. He bitch slaps her, like gives her a backhand. The dude's like, hey, dude. And he goes, whoa, 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 like shoots him with some kind of phonic hand laser. And the soldier's like, oh, shit, I'm going to open fire on this bastard. And then all of a sudden you hear gunshots, people screaming. They just go nuts and start shooting everybody? That escalated that? Really?
That's what happened at Coyote Springs or whatever the hell
yeah,
it was.
And that's why they're digging up bodies.
Yes, that's what we had to find out.
Yes, and here's the best part. Angela
They've
feels
horrible.
They've
already tried this before, gathering up the...
Yes. Ugh. Her sister never had socks, Steven. She didn't bring any clothes. She just brought toys. Here's a heartfelt scene. The tears welled at this scene. She wanted to give her socks. Let's check this out.
I don't have to stay here anymore. Let me help you. It's time to go home.
I've got socks.
I have socks for you.
Oh, God, thank God.
Your feet will be warm.
Since that night.
She dangles them like a carrot in front of her.
I feel lost.
She's got them on a fishing pole in the street. Come on, here's the socks. Go on.
I steal socks for you.
Oh, that's
to remind myself there are simple ways to protect the ones we love. You don't ever have to be cold again. I am so sorry.
She needs to get her some of those toes. The ones with the rubber.
The rainbow socks with the toes.
Yes, it is. I lied to you.
She does a 180 here, doesn't she?
Cat
I thought I was doing the right thing. I was trying to protect you. I was trying to save you.
She wanted to dance with a black man.
I'm so sorry.
You bitch.
How great was this Mohinder like, hey, what's going on here? How did she make all that wind come in that underground bunker?
Through the door. She's making really that bad gas.
Mohinder, you look like that other guy with the big needles. I loved Mohinder getting hit by lightning. That was hilarious.
So satisfying.
Huh? What?
She's gonna kill you.
She's gonna zap you with lightning, Mom.
You're as good as dead if you talk to her.
I wanted her to do like Elmer Fudd, like lightning, thunder, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit.
You have a family, and they're the only ones who can make everything all right.
You have a niece named Claire.
If we can get you a haircut. This is my emo son.
Peter's like, my hair! You're messing it up!
I am so sorry.
I had bangs! I blew them out of my face!
Come on. Let's get out of here. Let's go home. Say goodbye, Alice.
Goodbye, Alice.
No.
Whoa. Yikes. Cold-blooded. Now, okay, she does the thing where she disappears when Angela runs out. Let me go after my sister. And her sister's gone. So can she travel by wind? Like a tornado will scoop her up and she can get around that way?
Be nice.
Because that'd be a cool power.
I think so.
So that was pretty badass, wasn't it?
I took a while to recover from that.
That scene at the end where they're all in the diner and they're like, we're a family, we're eating burgers, we're going to start a new company or whatever. But this time we're not a company, we're a family.
We're a family.
I didn't mind that because I was hungry and I wanted a hamburger.
Yeah, I was looking for the onion rings.
Angela was getting ready to eat her burger, man.
Nice big malted.
I think the burger represented something, Steven. It represented...
food. Brown beef.
Food, yeah. yes. So, anyway, we'll see Heroes next week. Okay, now let's get on to 24. 24, John Voight's an asshole. He's got some secret gas with missiles.
He's got secret gas.
He's got secret gas.
Oh, and Jason Bino.
And he is going to launch those missiles and destroy cities if he doesn't get these certain things. One of them which is to be a consultant or something.
Oh, dude. Meeting's over.
Yeah, that's when the president said, meeting's over, dude. We're out of here.
You let loose your secret gas again.
Yeah. Whoa!
Fought your prion variant in my office.
Is this true? Because if it is, I don't know how to react.
Exactly.
You let your secret gas loose in the Oval Office again.
So one thing that's cool about these last two episodes is Tony is kicking ass. Jack, he's sick. He's all like, oh, I can't remember anything. So Tony, he's kicking some ass. He's taking names. He's taking pictures of gas. he's fighting dudes. It's awesome. And there's this great scene where, you know, they thwart everything.
Hey, what is this a picture of? That's a picture of gas, idiot!
It's invisible! I don't see it! It's secret gas!
It's invisible gas!
Yeah, you don't see it? It's a cow eating grass.
Well, what? Well, why?
I'll tell you the why.
So, basically, I love the scene where he plants the bomb, and then he's like... One thing is, why do they keep leaving bad guys alive? Like, Tony's like, freeze. Okay, you walk in front of me. It's like, just shoot the guy, okay?
Yeah.
Hit him over the head, knock him unconscious.
Decap him, at least.
And then that happens later on. They thwart the mission or whatever. All the gas is gone. They arrest John Voight. Everything's fine. And he's like, I'll get you if it wasn't for that meddling Tony Almeida.
I would have got away with it if it wasn't for you pesky kids.
Yeah, that young whippersnapper Tony Almeida. And then Tony Almeida's got this black friend who steals a vial or this cool little like miniature version of the secret gas.
Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan with the secret gas. And a guy, he shoots one guy, and then another guy gets the drop on Tracy Morgan. He's like, freeze! I'm going to leave you alive for no reason, and then I'm going to reach down here and grab this, and when I do, you kick me in the head. He's like,
but
all
hold
right.
Hold on, I've got a secret. It's gas!
Yeah. So... what happens here is Jackie's on the phone with the president, and she's like, you did a great job, Jack. And he's like,
who are you?
He's like, Tony's a great guy, but I can't remember what I was talking about. And then he finds out he's losing his memory. So Renee feels really bad, and she goes and has a conversation with Jack. And it's, I'm going to say, Bill, Emmy clip. Let's check it out. No, actually, the Emmy clip's later when he meets up with his daughter, but let's check this out.
Jack, all right?
Yeah, I'm going to need to go on record about everything that happened today. And we need to do it soon. I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to be able to provide you with the details.
Okay. Oh, another thing
my
I want to say...
My favorite word is gravitas.
Another thing I want to say about 24 is Jack talks really low, and I have to levelate every 24 clip.
I know. Hell, I have to turn up the volume on the TV.
Yeah, I watch 24 with the closed captioning on, okay? He's always talking like this.
What?
It's about Kim. She's here, Jack. I told her that you were sick and that she might be able to help with the treatment.
You did what? Come here. Don't I have a word with you? Who the hell do you think you are? Who the hell do you think you are? You think this is easy? You think you understand what I'm going through? Because you don't. I am dying. And I was okay with
it. I had the flu once.
I could handle it.
Well, you're not gonna be so freaking dramatic, Jack.
Just because you're dying and losing your memory.
Poor you.
No, you listen to me.
Pretty soon you'll forget you're dying.
You,
exactly. So it's not that big of a deal.
No one dragged her into anything.
What was
She's
I talking about?
You
oh, you're
day.
Just complimenting me.
You're telling me how fantastic you feel.
She was at the Senate hearing this morning. She flew out from L.A. to be there, but we pulled you out before she could see you. She's been leaving messages at our office all day. They just didn't get to me till now.
We thought she was a stalker.
If you want, I can tell her that you're not here. I can tell her that you can't see her.
That your eyes have closed over from the secret gas.
I think this clip is shorting out the levelator. Doesn't know what to do.
Show me.
Oh, breaking my heart.
But the thing that really did break my heart later on when Tony is with Larry and they're tracking down Tracy Tracy Morgan, and all of a sudden friggin' Larry gets blasted with a shotgun, and he's down on the ground. He's like, Tony, watch out, watch out.
Tony, my pancreas.
And Tony's like, wait, hold up, Tracy. And he's like, huh? And he's like, exactly. I'm a bad guy, and I'm going to smother you with my hand.
Well, that's great, Larry.
And Larry's dead, and now Tony, he's back to being a bad guy again. What the hell's going on here? Huh?
I think Tony was always bad.
I was even telling Heather, like, next season, I'm guessing Tony's, he's going to be the head of the new CTU or something. They all, no, not going to happen now. They totally screwed it all, and I'm really upset about it.
Once you have an evil soul patch, you can't go back.
Yeah, you can't go back after that. That sucker
stayed.
Did
he grow it as he got eat more evil?
It's like more...
It becomes more prominent.
But I'm guessing that there's a third party
he got some
he's
of that
working
just for.
From
in and thickened it up. I think Bill Buchanan's still alive. I told you, he was just sleeping.
That dude got roasted. There's no way that he's
like Darkman.
Is this true? Because if it is, I don't know how to react.
Yeah, I don't either. I hope Bill Buchanan's alive. That would be rock if he's like in a trench coat and the bandages, Bill.
Yeah.
Now let's go ahead and talk about Lost. Because this week's Lost was all about Miles, the dude who can talk with the dead. And I really am interested in his character. And also the other guy who shows up at the end. But anyway, Daniel Faraday. I can't wait to see his episode.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
But there's this scene where Miles is approached by the chick. You know, everyone's a guy or a chick because I can't remember their name. From last season, who died on the island. She's there to hire him for Widmore to go to the island. But first he has to audition in. Tell this lady how this guy died, and we kind of get some backstory there that, you know, how they dug up the bodies for the plane that they faked the crash of 8:15. Remember all that? Yeah. That's kind of a little hint there. But anyway, he's walking down the street after he buys a fish taco, and these dudes approach him in a van. Remember that? Let's go and check this scene out. I thought it was very intriguing or interesting or some other word in the human language, English language. Bill, I got nothing. Help me. I'm dying here.
I'm just going to let you die.
Miles.
Oh.
My name's Bram.
You owe me a fish taco.
Sorry about that, but your apartment's being watched. And we had to try our best to talk you out of working for Charles Widmore.
And the fish taco was poisoned.
He's the man who chartered the boat you'll be getting on next week. And my friend, you do not want to get on that boat. Do you know what lies in the shadow of the statue?
No. Can't say that.
But I have danced with the devil in the pale moonlight. The red chair is
against
the
wall. If you come with us, all those things you spent your life trying to find out,
never rub another man's rhubarb.
You'll know.
You'll know who you are, Miles.
Why it is you have a gift.
And most of all, you'll know about your father.
I don't know where you've been getting your intel. But I stopped caring about my father a long time ago. What I do care about is money. So I'll tell you what.
And fish tacos.
You want me to pass on going to the island, it's going to cost you double what they offered. $3.2 million.
We're not paying you anything. All the money in the world isn't going to fill that empty hole inside you, Miles.
That's sad, isn't it?
That's sad, isn't it? So, I was thinking about who are these dudes, and then I realized, you know, I always say that Lost is a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've decided these people are like hacker-type gamers who play on a LAN party. So they're all jacked in on a landline, Bill.
Yep.
You know how they have rows, they're all the computers are hooked up to one network?
Yeah, it's a LAN party. They're all jamming out some Counter-Strike.
And they're all drinking the balls. You know,
balls.
And they're trying to
they
get in.
To drink balls.
They're trying to get into the Lost game right now, and that's what it is. And apparently, whoever has the password, which is what lies in the shadow of the statue. That's like how you get into the game, I'm thinking.
There you go.
Pretty interesting. So they're the land
party. I
think
you nailed it. I can stop watching now.
You nailed it! No, you got to watch it to see how everything reveals itself, if you know what I mean.
But I already know the ending. I don't need to.
I don't know the ending. It could be.
You said it's a game.
Steven knows the ending. What is it?
I say it will end with the others killing Jack and all of them.
So what is it?
Yeah.
So what is it? Only joking.
What happens is Miles and Hurley. Miles has to go pick up this body, and then he has to. Hurley kind of brings himself along for sandwiches to
he
take.
He bums a ride. He's delivering the sandwiches to the workers at the Orchid.
And I love they meet up with the guy. What's his name? Marvin Candle.
But it's not his real name.
Pierre Chang, I believe. Pierre Chang. And he's like, that guy's a douche. And he goes, that guy's my dad. But there's this great conversation that Hurley and Miles have, and I love it. This is like the reason I love Lost, you know? And one thing is, they're in 1977, and I kept wondering when a Star Wars reference was going to come up. I figured Hurley would say something like, hey, dude, Star Wars comes out next week, or something like that. I figured something like that would happen, but... Finally, we get a reference here, and I thought it was much better than anything I could have imagined, right? So let's check it out.
So your dad, is he around, you know, when we came from the future?
No.
Well, this is kind of awesome for you, huh?
How is it awesome?
Because you get to hang out with him, you know, get to know him better and stuff. And don't bother thinking me, but he was totally down for that beer, dude. You know, maybe he'll let you hold baby you, or you can change your own diaper.
Whoa! Listen up, because we're only going to have this conversation once, okay? I don't want to hang out with my dad. I don't want to know him better and stuff.
Why not? Did he beat you up when you were little or something?
He wasn't even around when I was little, you dimwit. I never knew him until now. Why am I even telling you this?
Because you're in pain and you need to let it out.
I'm not in pain. It doesn't matter. My father is dead. He's gone. He never cared about me. And nothing I can do will ever change that.
But he's not gone. We just dropped him off.
You want to get into my business? Let's get into yours.
Give that back.
How about we read your little diary?
Is that a diary?
See what's going on in that piece of granite you call
a
head.
Back.
Give it back. Exterior Hoth. A little spy robot thingy zips through the atmosphere and crashes into the snowy planet below. That's when Chewbacca shows up and blasts it away with his crossbow laser. He shakes his fury fist in the sky in triumph. Chewbacca. Rawr.
It's furry. Furry fist. I need a spell check.
What the hell is this?
I'm running Empire Strikes Back.
I'm sorry, what?
It's 1977, right? So Star Wars just came out. And pretty soon George Lucas is going to be looking for a sequel. I've seen Empire like 200 times, so I figured make life easier and send him the script. With a couple improvements.
That has got to be the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, yeah? Well, at least I'm not scared to talk to my own dad.
I never knew him. I don't want to. It's not happening.
That was Luke's attitude, too.
What?
An empire? Luke found out Vader was his father, but instead of putting away his lightsaber and talking about it, he overreacted and got his hand cut off. I mean, they worked it out eventually, but at what cost? Another Death Star was destroyed, Boba Fett got eaten by the Sarlacc, and we got the Ewoks. It all could have been avoided if they just, you know, communicated. Let's face it, the Ewoks suck, dude.
Laugh it up, Fuzzball.
I totally love that. I thought it was awesome. But I especially like Miles' version of Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Rawr.
That was great.
Rawr.
I just laughed my ass off.
Something tells me that Hurley didn't see Empire that much.
I'm thinking.
Why would you ever send Chewbacca out on the patrol.
Well, you know, he's doing part of the movie. You remember that part where the probe droid?
Yeah, I know, but goes, that was Han and Luke out on patrol.
No. You're thinking of the wrong scene. Later on, Han and Chewie are out there, and he goes,
Then the probe droid
shoots at Chewie, and then Han shoots it and it blows up, and he goes, it must have had a self-destruct. Remember
okay,
that?
Yeah. I was thinking of the opening scene.
I love that. But and it's funny because you think he's writing something really personal in that journal or something. And it turns out, dude, it's Empire Strikes Back. But
totally right in Empire.
We had one small scene of Radzinski, and that was enough to make my skin crawl. He comes out with his rifle pointed at him. When he get that friggin' rifle out of my face.
It just shows that he's up to no good.
Friggin' jackass. Oh, I love the scene where they go to that construction area, and he goes, hey, whoa, read off the serial number again for me. And he's like, 4, 8. Didn't you love that? And then Hurley's like, 42. That was really cool.
Steve, that, like, gave me chills.
Steve,
yeah.
Are you falling asleep?
No.
Are
you listening?
Okay. But
I thought I heard him fall asleep there.
No, not at all.
Now you're just leaning a little. I thought you were.
Mm-mm.
Here, this will wake you up, Steven.
Rawr.
Oh.
That's pretty scary. But I don't know what else to say about Lost. I think this season is excellent, but last week was all about Ben. And I got to say that some of the stuff was really interesting. The stuff, finally, we got to see what happened with Desmond and Penny. I was happy to see that Desmond beat the living shit out of him and threw him in the water. And he didn't kill Penny or his kid. That was nice.
Penny!
When it came down to Ben going underground into the temple and then the smoke monster coming out and him being set, I'm sorry, but after all this time, I'm really supposed to believe that Ben feels bad about anything. Seriously.
I thought it was better than this week. I guess I just didn't really care that much about Miles.
No, I'm very interested in Miles. I thought that I really liked this episode. I mean, last week was fine too. I don't really have many complaints except for when his daughter appears and she gets kind of scary, like, don't kill Locke. I know you're playing. It's kind of like when Robert Patrick isn't the T-1000, you know? When someone else is playing him, it's just not as scary or interesting or they act robotic. This chick wasn't, like, real scary or anything, but my main complaint is it all seemed kind of silly down there in that temple and everything. It seemed kind of like maybe a video game set program.
Oh, no.
So I'm thinking, no, I really got nothing.
Is this true? Because if it is, I don't know how to react.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't really have any complaints, but I'm just saying it felt kind of, you know, just seeing Ben like, oh, I killed my daughter, I feel bad. It's like, no, you don't. You're full of crap. You know what I'm saying?
She wasn't even your daughter, you loser.
What are you, some super smart guy?
Yeah. So what do you say, Bill? We do some news!
Let's do some news.
Let's do it.
Do you think you are?
Rawr.
All right, Bill, what do we have in the news this week?
Sorry, give me a second. I'm choking on my spit.
Bill, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just give me one second.
Okay.
Oh, my God! Wow! Wow! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
How about now? Oh, dear.
So what is it?
Sorry, I was getting a drink. I think I'm okay now.
No problem, Bill. As long as you're okay.
Went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, Bill, Angela Petrelli has a message for you.
Oh, okay, what is it?
I have socks for you.
No shit.
She has socks for you, Bill.
That's I hope they're those, like, those lumberjack socks that are really comfortable.
I like those totes. They have the rubber on the bottom where you won't slip when you're walking around in your socks. And they're great.
Those are great, but you know what? Sometimes they kind of work their way off your foot.
Right.
If you're on carpet, so it's they work, but they don't work well.
Kind of a no-brainer.
All right, Bill. What do we have in the news?
All right, let's see here. This is a tragic story out of Columbus, Georgia. A man who tried to rob people at an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting is dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was...
Sounds like a real saint.
Yeah, a man's been shot and killed at an Alcoholics Anonymous center in what police say was a thwarted robbery. There's that word again, thwarted.
Thwart.
The state newspaper reported that the police said Sunday that a visitor to the AA center shot and killed an 18-year-old man who was trying to rob members there. Who the hell tries to rob people at an Alcoholics Anonymous
meeting?
Dude,
and a guy just happened to be there packing heat.
I know. How about that shit?
Damn.
Well, it must have been registered because nobody mentions that... Oh, yeah, here we go. It says police did not identify the man who shot Helms, but said the individual had a concealed weapons permit.
Oh, nice.
So there you go. He's a hero.
He's a vigilante.
Yeah, he's Paul Kersey.
Oh, sweet. That would be so cool. But seriously, does that mean Paul Kersey has a drinking problem?
Well, you know, when your daughter and your wife are raped and killed, you're allowed to have a drinking problem.
You're right. That's not funny, Giggler. Are you kidding me?
Damn, Giggler.
Ah, nice interlude music.
That's so wrong that was in a Death Wish movie. It's so terrible.
Who freaking composed this shit? Dude, are you not on the same page as us making this movie? Have you read the script, music guy? Well, it's kind of a wham moment, isn't it?
It's a nice interlude, dude.
It's like, come on.
All right, you know, I'm sorry to do another death story, but this is a serious, serious incident. In Indianapolis, police say a 69-year-old man has become the second person to die from a sword fight with a younger relative.
Awesome!
Swelling of the sac.
Yikes. He died in a sword fight? Was it the Kurgan?
A sword fight? What the hell is going on here?
That's disgusting. Oh, wait, not that kind. You mean with, like,
no,
the actual...
It wasn't, no, they weren't whacking their penises.
Oh, hey!
Sorry, that was a little crude. That was Steven territory.
All right, let me just adjust this real quick. Right, okay. I'm fixing it. Okay, I think everything's fine now, Bill.
Okay, so Adolf Steckbauer died Monday.
Awesome name, dude.
I know.
Oh, but you're dead.
4 days after authorities say he was seriously injured when an argument escalated into a sword battle with a 39-year-old Christopher Rondeau. Police say an autopsy determined Steckbauer died of complications from a stab wound.
Damn.
Authorities said his Stegbar's sister, 77, was fatally stabbed while trying to break up the fight from Rondeau, who is her grandson.
My huh? God, the Rondeau?
The Rondeau.
Oh,
except
dude.
It's D-E-A-U.
Yeah, we never knew how he spelled it. That's the Rondeau, friend of Nora Mulberry.
What do you mean?
You know what this means is when they tell you don't horse around, this is why.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't horse around with friggin' swords either.
I just love that a 39-year-old got into a sword fight with a 69-year-old.
It's true.
I'd love to know what kind of swords they were. Were they like,
dude, I could totally take you in a sword fight. Nuh-uh.
I'm guessing one of them had the Conan replica of his sword, and the other guy...
those swords you can buy off the shopping channel in the middle of the night.
The other guy had
I have Excalibur.
Yeah, or Connor McCloud sword. Yeah, this is a replica. I can kick your ass with your Conan sword. Oh, yeah, old man?
And he starts it off again. Who wants to live forever?
It sounds like a challenge.
I am handicapped. I'm psychotic.
There needs to be more sword fights to settle arguments.
Yeah, that like that movie The Duelists with Harvey Keitel.
There you go.
And was it Keith Carradine?
I think you're right.
Awesome.
All right. This is really bizarre.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, exactly. This is out of the London Associated Press. It's the top five song to die for, they say. It's funeral services. Frank Sinatra's My Way is the most popular song played at funeral services.
Oh, I can see that, yeah.
Yeah. But other more arresting deathbed choices were revealed in the poll published in Britain Thursday. AC/DC's Highway to Hell has stormed into the funeral charts.
Wow.
Along with Another One Bites the Dust.
Wow, these people have sense of humor, man.
Yeah, while Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah has a new lease on life after its recent success on a talent show. I'm guessing that's Britain's Got Talent. More traditionally, hymns including The Lord is My Shepherd and All Things Bright and Beautiful are among music chosen by people. For classical fans, Ave Maria and Puccini's Nessun Dorma.
You know, this is what I want at my funeral. Picture me, I'm in the casket, Stephen. I know you'll be there, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone gets up to dance.
I thought you were going to have Diamonds on My Fish.
That, yeah, that's at the reception. Nice. And Bill's left. Okay.
So what is it?
Problems with Scott.
Nice. Okay, so television and radio music also feature on the burial list. Theme tunes from popular programs like Top Gear.
What?
The Benny Hill Show. And even Radio 4 Spring Shipping Forecast music. Nice.
I think as they carry me down the in the casket, I'll have the Sanford and Son theme.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I want Yakety Sax.
So do they not? I thought Danny Boy would have been on there. Is that only like...
Only for guys named Danny.
Yeah. And in Ireland, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Here's your Darwin Award winner of the week. A Coos Bay woman got a scare Tuesday afternoon when she thought her trailer had caught fire.
Oh, shit.
About 3:25 p.m., the Coos Bay Fire Department received a report of a possible fire in a bathroom. Elaine Owens reported she saw a red glow in the bathroom and had people get out of the structure. She asked firefighters to hurry because there are many trees around the trailer. Fire Chief Stan Gibson said 14 firefighters, two engines, and a command unit went to the scene where they soon found there had been no blaze. He explained that the sunlight had been reflected off the shower from an access door on the outside of the trailer. The occupants were really shook.
Village idiot.
They really believed they had a fire.
They didn't even go in to check.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you go around the other side of the trailer and look? You'd think you'd see smoke, something,
what?
Anything.
Well, why? I'll tell you the why.
Wow.
Talking about a waste of tax money. It just...
That's got to be the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I hope they charge her with something.
You get a citation for being stupid. By the way, I want to visit Coos Bay.
Coos Bay.
What the hell is that? Coos Bay?
Swelling.
Maybe
of the
that's
sack.
Where they make beer koozies.
Oh, nice. I'd totally visit there. Wouldn't you, Steven?
Yes.
Steven loves them a nice beer koozie. I
love my beer koozies.
Beer koozies. I love it.
Jack and shit.
Iowa, a burglar enters a locked apartment without forcing the door. Police do not know how a burglar managed to get into Roger Massey's apartment in Des Moines on Monday. Massey told police he locked his door, but there was no sign of forced entry. The burglar urinated in his bathtub his kitchen sink and on a sack of potatoes, according to the police report.
Is this true? Because if it is, I don't know how to react.
Nothing appeared to be missing from the apartment. Police say they have no suspects.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God!
It was a mystery pisser.
Wait, does this guy have powers also? Like,
maybe. I bet the guy... Guy slept, walked, and peed on everything.
Yeah, I love that he pissed on a sack of potatoes. Like, watch damn you, potatoes.
He's sneaky.
Oh, you piss on the potatoes. That sounds like an old saying. Hey.
Don't piss on a packet of sack of potatoes.
Don't piss on the potatoes.
Don't piss on my potatoes and tell me it's raining.
Come back here, I'll kick your ass.
All right, and in Houston, Texas, a Houston man named Perry Mason was arrested on Tuesday.
Oh, I love that guy's show.
Accused of practicing law without a license.
Oh, the guy's totally, it's ruined his life being named Perry Mason.
Well, he thought that, like, being named Perry Mason meant that he could practice law just because he had the name Perry Mason.
What if his name was Ironside?
Then maybe he's in a wheelchair.
Who the hell are you?
Wow, Perry Mason, my grandparents' favorite show. Every Sunday they'd watch it. It's like, haven't you seen every episode by now?
It's a good show. You should watch.
This shit was in black and white. You've watched every episode.
Yeah, I know. How many episodes can you watch over and over and over again?
I have socks for you.
Huh?
I'm sure Matlock would like some songs.
Yeah, he would. Matlock, that's another movie. That's another show the geriatrics loved.
Well, now since they don't have Matlock or Perry Mason, they just watch all the freaking judge shows that are on.
Yeah.
Honestly, Judge American television in the afternoon from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, you flip through the channels, it's all judge shows. Judge Ellen, Judge Eric, Judge Judy, Judge Mathis, divorce court. It's disgusting.
It was much more than stupidity.
Yeah.
It sure was.
All right, and that's news for this week.
Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing the news this week.
Thank you.
So what is it?
The
white hole.
Oh, someone punch him out.
So what do you say that we do some DVDs? What do you say?
Let's do the DVDs.
I know this will wake Steven up, right, Steven?
Yes.
Huh? No, this will wake you up.
Rawr.
Let's do some DVDs! Ow!
Let's do some DVDs!
DVDs!
HD Blu-ray Standard Definition!
DVDs! Hell yeah, the DVDs!
Oh my God!
Yeah, oh my God!
Oh my God!
Yes, it's DVDs.
Oh my God!
Yes, DVDs.
Really excited about the DVDs.
Rawr.
Oh my God.
All right, Bill, what DVDs do we have coming out this week?
Gee, thanks, Johnny.
All right, DVDs for April 21st, 2009, starting out with Caprica.
Ah, yeah. What this? Are they just trying to get people interested in it before it airs, I guess?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. If it's not on HD, don't want to watch it.
It's true.
I'm a snob, Bill.
No, it looks
Bill.
Like it's just DVD.
Bill, I'm an HD snob now.
Yeah, I am too.
Remember in those days where I just wondered what HD looked like? What does it look like, Bill?
What's HD?
Are you enjoying HD right now, Bill? Tell me
Is
about it.
Is it pretty?
Is it pretty? How does it look? Tell me all about it.
Yeah, those were the days.
Yeah, good times.
Watch out for him. He's sneaky.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... Ronald D. Moore, writer, producer, moving on from BSG to
Caprica. You know what? I have no idea how involved he is in this. Is he just kind of passing the torch, or is he going to be involved in it?
I think, you know, if he wrote the first episode and produces it, I think he's going to be pretty involved.
I mean, I guess you got to keep working, but dude, I'd take a vacation or something, you know? You know, wouldn't you want to do something other than sci-fi for a while? But one thing that's cool about Caprica, it's going to be in a futuristic city like Blade Runner, right? Because I thought they did a good job of showing cool exteriors of, like, space, space stuff, of a futuristic city, so they could do their, this is taking place in Blade Runner type thing. So that'll be neat, I guess. And we'll check it out, right, Bill?
Like, Blade Tears Runner. In the Rain.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Yeah.
It's absurd. It's totally absurd.
Yeah. Okay. What else is coming out, Bill?
All right. Next DVD, Freakazoid, Season 2.
Awesome.
Don't touch me.
Huh? No. Didn't Season 1 come out last year, and I still haven't gotten it yet? I can't tell you guys how much I love Freakazoid. I know
Freakazoid's awesome, but it's like you didn't need to get it because it was on Hulu for a while, wasn't it?
No. It was on... it was on AOL TV thing. I can't forget what it was, yeah. But it's a real pain in the ass to watch it, though, like that. Because it doesn't do full screen like Hulu will, and it didn't look really good. It's really worth it to get the DVDs. Now, and here's an excerpt from Freakazoid.
Daylight savings time rules! It's rockin', man!
Yes, awesome.
It is rocking.
So pick up Freakazoid. I know I've wanted it for a long time, and now Season 2 is coming out. I want both.
There you go.
Yes.
All right, next DVD, Hellraiser, The Puzzle Box.
Ah! No, that's getting the shit out of me, man. What the hell? It's a
DVD and Blu-ray. It has Hellraiser 20th Anniversary Edition. Hellraiser 2, 20th Anniversary Edition, and Hellraiser 3. So, all on Blu-ray for your viewing pinhead pleasure.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about the Hellraiser movies?
Eh.
I thought, you know, when the first one came, I was on a Clive Barker kick when the first one came out, you know, from the books. But, I mean, the...
Because you were in a Cabal kick.
Cabal's yeah. Great book.
Yeah, the movie's kind of a mess, but...
I just watched it last
night. Lord of Illusions!
The thing I thought was cool is the design of the Cenobites, you know, the chatter guy, the guy who goes, does the thing with his teeth or whatever.
Yeah.
But really, it... yeah, the franchise just is a mess, you know?
Yeah.
We'll tear your soul apart.
No! Oh, it's scary.
Wow, that's terrible. That's really unfortunate.
How do you tear a soul apart, by the way?
You just have to sink your fingers in and rip.
I thought it was a little bit like a secret
gas.
You got
to use your teeth.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, I know.
All right, next DVD, Frost Nixon on DVD and Blu-ray.
Ah, the sequel to Jack Frost with Michael Keaton.
Exactly.
That was a neat movie. Fun for the whole family.
Yeah, nothing better than Michael Keaton playing a CGI snowman.
A really spooky-looking CGI snowman.
Yeah, I know. If a snowman that looked like that told you it was your father...
I'm your dad, huh? Please,
no,
inject me with some kind of...
from hell.
Inject me with antipsychotics immediately.
Rawr.
Get the hair dryer.
Yeah, no shit. I'm going to melt your ass, you scary-looking snowman. Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. That thing, I would think he was some kind of demon or something.
Exactly.
In my dreams, I am the wizard.
What?
Whoa.
No.
We're talking about nightmares, not dreams.
Yeah. That's not the right drop.
And then Frost Nixon, it's okay. It's nothing great. But if you love snowmen, you should check out Jack Frost.
You know what? I'd rather check out another Ron Howard classic, Willow! Yeah! He should have quit movies after that, because he got it right. Am I right? Shit,
man,
yeah.
Man Martigan!
I'm the greatest swordsman that ever lived. No! No! Scary.
Was that Vince Clortho?
Yeah.
All right, next DVD, Into the Blue 2, The Reef.
In the name of Lorik, Prince of Elves, demon be gone!
Okay, is Jessica Alba in it?
No.
Who's...
But Supergirl, Laura Vandervoort is.
That's hilarious! Oh my god. I wonder what happened to that weird-headed shaped chick it was.
Yeah.
What's
funny is that the cover has her and her co-star, I guess. And I guess they needed to get the whole blue thing because they're both blue.
Oh, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Dr. Manhattan action going on?
Yeah, I think so. And she's got a really terrible tramp stamp. That's hot.
Yeah, so they couldn't let Into the Blue die, huh?
No, they had to bring on Laura Vandervoort.
Yeah, I think Vandervoort was signed for, but she got Craig.
Bert the chicken in the bird.
Laura Vandervoort. Into the blue.
Into the blue reef.
When Into the Blue was on Showtime, I watched it like, oh shit, Into the Blue's on? Okay, I'll watch it for a little bit. That part at the end where the sharks, for some reason, are like eating everybody and... It's so hilarious the way that I'm ruining the movie for everyone. Josh Brolin dies at the end. The explosion, before he blows up, they show his entire body turn into a skeleton first.
Yeah.
And then he blows up.
Well, and what's funny is he shoots an oxygen tank. And how many times do we have to see on Mythbusters that no matter how many times you shoot an oxygen tank, it's not going to blow
up.
It's
like a friggin' nuclear bomb underwater.
It's not
oxygen,
so funny.
It's just compressed air,
Yeah, and what spark? What's going to spark it? A hot bullet.
And doesn't he shoot it with a spear gun? So it's like, holy
shit, you're right.
Watch out, no! Yes.
It had a match on the end.
Underwater match. One of those blue tip ones.
It had a waterproof match on the end of it. Holy shit.
He didn't light it, so whenever he shot at it, it like scratched on the tank and then lit.
Yeah. Shit. That doesn't sound like an oxygen tank. That's how they killed Jaws, though. So I do believe it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Could totally happen if a shark bites into it.
You know what? I could go along with Jaws because it was in the 70s and no one knew any better.
And plus, because they do the foreshadowing of...
Yeah, exactly.
Martin,
so,
what is he? Brody? He's like, well, be careful with these. These things are compressed air. They can explode. Wink, wink. Later in the movie, we will check back with these.
Yeah.
There's a great joke in Party Down where there's a prop gun introduced early on, and the chick says, you know what they say about a gun introduced in the first act? And, of course, it shows up later. You got to have the gun show up later. Awesome.
Next DVD is My Own Worst Enemy, the complete series.
Oh, poor, poor Christian Slater. You tried, dude. You tried to make the comeback. I give you credit for that. It's just the show was just so... Just turn it... Do a spy show. What does it have to have, like...
I know.
I don't remember I'm a spy. I'm this other dude, you know? Just...
They've always got to put some quirky shit to it.
Greetings and salutations.
Yeah. I mean, Christian, seriously, did you receive other scripts maybe that you could have accepted before this?
That's the stupidest question I've ever heard.
Ah, whatever.
All right, fans of the Notorious B.I.G. will be glad that the movie about him, Notorious, is coming out on DVD and Blu-ray this week.
Seem to have an open door policy for assholes.
Wow. What I loved about the trailer is they used that stupid Duran Duran song.
Hungry Like the Wolf?
Yeah, exactly.
Ordinary World?
Yeah, you nailed it. Ordinary World.
So what is it?
And I mean, it's about a rapper. What the hell are you playing?
'80s
synth pop.
There's a great scene in Lyric Cake where that guy beats the shit out of the other guy to "Ordinary World" by Duran Duran. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah,
I love
that
scene.
Lyric Cake.
Totally awesome, dude.
Love Lyric Cake.
Rawr.
I'm still pissed we haven't gotten a sequel.
Lair Cake 2 High Voltage.
Yeah, well, Matthew Vaughn said there would be a sequel.
He's busier, I guess.
I guess.
Well, he's working on that other movie.
Kick-Ass.
Yeah, Kick-Ass. Yeah, I heard it's Kick-Ass, but I don't know what it is.
It's Kick-Ass.
I know, I agree, but what the hell is it called?
Kick-Ass.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a black hole, or a white hole, a blue hole.
What is it?
Only joking.
Somebody punch him.
Yeah.
All right, and the last DVD of the week, The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke on DVD and Blu-ray.
Punch him out.
No, don't punch out The Wrestler. You got to
wrestle him.
Suplex him.
Yeah.
I remember my friend Walter, he would always say that. I'd go, and finally I was like, what the hell is a suplex? What are you talking about? He's like, dude, you don't know what a suplex is? It's like, oh, forgive me. I live in Texas and don't watch local wrestling and know what a suplex is or whatever.
You know what's funny is I was watching UFC this week and somebody suplexed
somebody.
I was like, holy shit, I didn't know they did this shit in Ultimate Fighting.
What you need to do is whenever anyone's suplexed, make sure you mention it to everyone sitting around. Dude, yeah. Suplex!
Suplex, dude!
Suplex!
New holds barred.
Joe Rogan did that for everybody on that. He's like, oh, he pulls off a suplex!
Oh, this shit's off the hook! He just suplexed him!
Oh, I sit there and go,
what the hell was Joe Rogan doing on this?
Dude, I love Rogan's Heroes.
That's a stretch.
Oh.
I have socks for you.
Thank you.
What are you going to do with those socks?
He'll never be cold again.
No, that's not where to...
Is this true? Because if it is, I don't know how to react.
Yeah, I don't either.
And that's DVDs for this week.
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week. You know what I'm saying?
You're welcome.
Awesome. And
thank you for being so excited.
Watch out for him. He's sneaky.
That's what I thought. You know, we couldn't have...
He is sneaky.
What would we do without the news and DVDs, Bill? It's awesome.
Not do them?
What?
The show would end an hour earlier.
Yeah, the show would end an hour earlier.
You can't possibly be any worse than Bill.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Because I am an asshole.
Bill, that's not true. Steven doesn't know anything about all that stuff. But
I know. Steven's blissfully ignorant.
No, I read the forum.
Oh.
Swelling of the sack.
Yes. All right.
I get that sometimes. It's quite painful.
I have socks for you.
Yes. Thank you. Good night.
Put them on my sack.
They're all weak. Try the
deal.
And
keep them warm. Yes. All right. Hey, everybody. That was episode 161 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Thank you for listening to the show. We're happy to be back. Next week, we'll be all caught up on shows and not be confused over what to talk about by having two episodes of every show to talk about. See, I'm already confused. I can't even talk.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Rawr.
You're scaring me. All right.
Wow, that was really gay.
Who was that, Steven?
Rawr.
Why did you do that, Steven?
Well, why? I'll tell you the why.
All right. If you'd like to go to nimpodcast@gmail.com, you can send us an email, and we read them and love them and are entertained, and they keep us warm. Also, send a voicemail at 206-202-3491. Or is it 206-202-3491?
206-202.
Yeah, 206-202-3491. Hey, we'll love that. It'd be awesome. All right, so remember, people, go to iTunes and leave a review. And if you haven't, you want to check out, go to the podcast page. Click podcast on the left. Look on the right, scroll down, click on At the Movies, go to page 2, and there's Nowhere in Mulberry.
Wow.
It's really simple. And you could subscribe to us if you want to get us like that. But But if you don't have an iPod, you could always just listen on nowheremulberry.com or download us off there or whatever. Also, Bill is now posting our old Left 4 Dead videos on YouTube. We're trying to get some of the fame that Sex Man has. Think it would be nice. Awesome.
That's ultimately what we're striving for.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that's what we want, you know?
We want a piece of that pie.
Besides, you're weird, Ronald.
My name's not Ronald. None of us here is named Ronald or whatever. But, yeah.
I am not weird.
He's bad. Bad Ronald.
I got to talk about bad Ronald for a second. I watched this guy. I wish I could remember his name. He does this video. I've sent you the link before, Bill. This guy sits there and tells you his video collection. And he tells you, like, every couple of weeks he talks about what he bought. And he talks for, like, 30 minutes and just says, this next DVD is this. And I could sit there and just be entertained by this guy talking about that. So he goes, I'm not going to talk about my illegal bootlegs I have, like Bad Ronald, because you guys can't get that anywhere. And I went, what? The guy has Bad Ronald on DVD bootleg? Where the hell do I get that? And then I started talking to you about Bad Ronald. I go, Bill, you got to find me this. And you were like, the whole thing's posted on YouTube. And I went, what? Bad Ronald's on YouTube? In chapters? So I like start watching. I watched the whole thing, Bill.
I watched it too.
Now here's the story of Bad Ronald. This is this weird movie made in like the 70s. It's a TV movie about this weird kid named Ronald Wilby. And everyone picks on him because he's a douche, I guess. This little girl, she's like, you're weird, so's your mom. And he's like, hey, apologize. And he pushes her and she falls on a cinder block. He assumes she's dead, so he buries her. Later, he tells his mom, Mom, I killed a girl on accident. I buried her. And she's like, what? It might have just been an accident or something, but you buried her, so that pretty much incriminates you. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to drywall the door to the hallway bathroom, and you're going to live in there. And he's like, okay. So he just got some tools for his birthday. Remember, Bill? So they seal him up in the bathroom, and he lives in there through a little hatch. He can open up and go, hi, mother. And she's like, do your exercises. Here's some powdered milk. And so she goes off to do – she's got heart problems. She's always talking about, one day you'll be a doctor and fix me. So the police come around. They figure the kid ran away. His mom, she's got to go in for some kind of routine surgery or something, right? I don't remember what it was. She never comes back, Stephen.
No!
A family buys the house and moves in with Ronald still in the bathroom. So he starts drilling holes in walls and watching the family, and he keeps getting...
I'm still in the bathroom!
Is anybody out there?
So he's like, he's,
I guess nobody has to use the bathroom, do they?
He's also
there's this part in the movie where they're trying to sell the house, and it's like, this is so weird to have such a big house and only one bathroom.
It's like, do you not have a freaking floor plan to this house?
He's looking through the peephole and they're talking about like, well, there's only one bathroom, but you've got to imagine him just sitting there like, I'm in the other bathroom.
Yeah, you two bathrooms.
Look back over his shoulder at the toilet.
Well, he didn't just get a tool set. He got an art set, and he's really into art, and he's – because he's all alone in his bathroom, right?
He's a little too into art.
He starts creating this fantasy world called the Trenta, and he's the king of Atrenta. So one of the girls who moves in, they have three daughters. Dabney Coleman is the actor who's the dad. His three daughters are there, and they're all hot, right, Bill? They're all pretty smoky.
Yes, they all are pretty attractive.
And they're bell-bottoms and everything. It was the 70s. Yeah. The girl Babs is the princess of Atrenta, and he must have her. Except the little girl he killed's older jock brother, who's a douchebag, who picked on him. He starts dating the other girl, and he calls him the evil duke. The evil duke is ruining everything. So, I want everyone to go to YouTube and look up Bad Ronald and watch the whole movie because it's a friggin' classic. I love Bad Ronald. Ronald Wilby.
I am not weird.
And the best part is they've got a creepy next door neighbor, Miss Schumacher, who's always peeking in the windows, but she rises up vertically like,
She's like Gilroy.
Yeah, she's looking in and then she ducks back down and there's this great, fantastic scene. Ronald Wilby's supposed to have been dead or long gone. He ran away. No one's heard from him. This new family's living there. So as soon as they leave, he comes out of his little hatch because he's hungry. He's eating boiled eggs. He's stuffing his face. Then all of a sudden he turns around and Miss Schumacher's like, "Gun!
Ronald!"
She sees him standing there. How does
it's a ghost! Oh my god!
Ronald walks towards him. He's like, And her heart seizes up. She falls back and dies instantly. He kills her by acting like a zombie, Bill.
I know. And
swelling
doesn't
of the
he
back.
Say, like, oh, I'll probably be blamed for this, too?
Yes. And he sticks her under her house, I believe, the crawl space under her house.
That's genius, because they could have just thought, well, I guess she was under there doing something, and her heart just gave out.
I love that, man. Everyone go check out Bad Ronald, the greatest movie ever made. And my life's dream is to do the remake before Rob Zombie does it.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine Rob Zombie's Bad Ronald?
Rob Zombie's Bad Ronald! That bastard, stay away from it!
He's using Dabney Coleman.
Dabney Coleman's genius.
Come back here, I'll kick your ass!
But seriously, he goes away on like a vacation and you never see them again, so...
Yeah.
You have to find the way to get the girls alone, right?
I think the best thing is how they discover Ronald. He's drilled so many peepholes.
He's got the light on in his...
Yeah, and he's got the light on in his bathroom... And it's shining through, and the girl discovers it.
She's like, what is this? This light on the wall? And she's looking, and she turns, and she looks in the peephole. Then what do you think happens? A horror movie?
An eyeball.
Eyeball looking at her! But this doesn't make any sense.
If he was looking...
He dives through the drywall. He's just like, oh! He's like, mother! He's yelling, mother! Stumbles down the stairs, and the cops are like, woo! And they're like, get that, sucker!
Bad Ronald delivered himself to us!
I know. It doesn't make any sense, man.
It's true.
I know it's true. That's what I love about it.
Is this true? Because if it is... I don't know how to react.
So what is it?
So next week, guys, we'll see you here, same time.
So what is it?
It's Bad Ronald, and we'll talk
That's
more about TV shows and stuff. Yeah, Bad Ronald YouTube. Check it out. And Nora Mulberry does Left 4 Dead. And, Bill, we're going to do more of those videos, right?
Yeah, we are.
It's going to become our shtick. We're going to keep doing that. So, guys, thanks for listening, and have a good one, right? Right, Steven?
Right.
And we'll miss everyone.
Only joking.
Oh, yeah. All right, bye, everybody!
Well, what? Well, why? I'll tell you the why.
Sorry, perhaps I should let you encounter kittens and grandmas so as not to upset you.
Gee, thanks, Jenny!